Today is a Monday, July 6th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 214. This motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
214.
214.
214.
You down with the 214?
I'm down with the 214.
How the fuck are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Better now?
Better now.
Yeah.
Much.
That's good. If you guys are listening live, thejaml.com/feedback. Type shit, we'll read it, or give us a call. 406-204-4687. So, we did do an early show Friday, like
way early.
The earliest we've ever done an episode of The Jam Hole, I think, since we started doing this show.
Right.
And it was nice. It was. We got done, and then I am sure it is 214. Thank you, Burger. Don't do that. You make me second guess myself. I'm like, what?
Did I skip one?
No, it
Fuck,
is.
I don't know.
Yeah, 214. But yeah, we got done with that, and then we started off the wonderful July 4th weekend. If you guys were listening to Friday's episode, we talked about how I got to work, and, you know, we got off way early at, like, noon, and I skated by doing minimal amounts of work while the boss's son did most of the work because he tried to F me. By thinking
and
he
got
took
effed himself.
Exactly. He do you see? When you diss me, you
very
diss
nice,
yourself.
Very nice.
It's nice.
Nice.
He went to take the smaller, easier part of the route and gave me the shitty part. And the shitty part ended up having everybody closed while the smaller part had most of them open. So
he did more work than you did.
Suck on those nuts.
Ba boom.
But yeah, so we ended up going fishing up to this fucking we tried to hit like three or four different spots. And there was people fucking everywhere, like everywhere we went. There was no fine. And I would deal with, you know, a few people here and there. But it was like families and like no place to park and kids running around. I'm like, dude, we're not going to catch shit here except maybe some fucking herpes or something. I'm not going in this water.
Right.
And then we're up in Big Fork, and I remembered this spot that I drive by every other Tuesday when I'm up there doing my route. And it's just a little boat launch, and it's a part of the Swan River. It's called Kearney Boat Launch. And we get there, and she's like, so what kind of fish are in here? I'm like, oh, I didn't think that mattered, because I don't fucking... Last time I was fishing is when I was a little kid in California. My dad used to take me out on our boat out in the ocean. We'd catch, you know, sharks and barracuda and jellyfish and shit like that. So I have no idea. So I'm like, Odie fishes all the time. He would totally fucking know. So I, like, text him. I'm like, this is where we're at. What's in there? And he hits me back. He's like, this is what's in there. Good luck. And didn't catch anything there. But then the next day, we're like, we're going to get a good head start on the day, which we didn't.
Which we did not. We ended up sleeping through the alarm.
Yeah, but
we went out, and we still had fun and shit. I mean, we found, what was that one place we went to?
Yeah,
Smith?
Well, hold on. Before, like, that night, I went to bed, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and my stomach was cramping the fuck up. I was not a happy camper at all.
I woke up to the sounds of psh, psh.
Which was me spraying the fucking aerosol. And it, like, I woke up, and it was still dark out, and I went in the bathroom, and by the time I was done, it was light out already. And what I should have done was woke her up and been like, let's go.
But you should have.
I was so tired. Like, that dump literally fucking made me tired again. It was awful. And so what it was, if you guys listen to Distorted View at all, you'll be familiar with the Bristol stool chart, and it goes basically from 1 to 7. It started at a 1, which is the, I believe, the small pebbly things.
Solid poo.
And it worked its way all the way to a 7.
Like, hitting, you had some block going on.
Hitting every step in between. And so, like, I sit
went from
on
solid to just water.
Yeah. Like, I peed out my butt at the end of it. It was fucking horrible. And, like, I'm sitting there, and my stomach's fucking killing me. I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to hurt so bad. And I push, and it's like pebble. And then all of a sudden, this fucking just blah. And that was what was blocking me up, apparently. And then after that, it just made its way up the fucking scale. And, oh, my God, it was
so disgusting.
It was so awful. It's one of those dumps where, like, you go to wipe your ass, and you end up getting some of it on your hand because it ranges from the back of your ass hole all the way to the bottom of your ball sack. It's just like, because it sprayed out after that blockage came out, and it was just like fucking it was like my butthole had a dump mohawk.
Oh my God.
It was
sick.
So horrible. I was
so
oh.
Then
so, hold on, I went, and then we went to bed, and then we woke up, and we were gonna go up to Smith Lake, or we were going
somewhere,
either Bitterroot or McGregor, because Odie said those two lakes had gotten stocked. God damn it, why are you disconnecting? Motherfuck. Okay, I'm just gonna ignore that. Sorry, I don't know why this shit's disconnecting like that, but let me see something real quick. No, everything good? Okay. So, sorry about that. You guys gotta refresh your screen if it keeps doing that. But, so, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, Odie said McGregor and Bitterroot both got stocked recently.
Yeah.
So, we're gonna head in that direction, and we're driving up the highway, and I feel my stomach rumbling again. And, you know, we stopped to eat, and I was okay. We ate some biscuits and gravy. And then I'm like, oh, God, I don't think I'm going to make it. So we stop at the gas station.
And I even asked you at the gas station. I was like, you need to get out and poop?
I'm like, no, I'm fine.
Cool.
I'm okay.
And then we're all of a sudden we're at your mom's house.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? You're like, I have to poop.
I have to poop. And this is closer than driving all the way back home.
Uh-oh.
And I was in there for probably a good 20 minutes.
I
didn't start at the 1 this time. I started at about a 6. It was a 6 and then a 7. And then again, I wiped and got poop all over my hand again. It wasn't even poop. It was just like
water.
No, it was water. It was gross. I don't even know what it was. And the only thing I can think of that it might have been was all the Sour Patch Kids and Rockstar I drank. And ate.
That'll do it.
It's the mixture of the two, and then something else I ate that just clogged me the fuck up. So after that, we were all good, and you know, we were talking to my stepdad, and their doggy was really sick. And then I would like to pour out a little liquor, because we've lost another fucking person. Well, it was a dog, but it was a person. It might as fucking well have been to my stepdad and my mom. They were, you know, they had this dog since it was a puppy. It was a German Shepherd named Yukon, which is weird because everyone I know here that has a German Shepherd names it Yukon. There's like 3 places I delivered to that all have that same dog, and its name is Yukon. I'm not even kidding. It's fucking weird. So, and then, yeah, yesterday morning?
Yeah.
My mom sent me a text and was like, the dog died, and I don't know. It's sad for them because, you know, it's just them, and that dog went everywhere with him, and it was like, you know, like, if my cat would die, I would be pretty sad about it. I don't know.
You threatened to kill her?
Huh? Well, if she died of, you know, natural causes, I would be sad. If she did something to piss me off to the point where I wanted to kill her, then fuck her. Don't do that to me. But yeah, so we ended up going up And Mike was like, try Smith Lake. It's a nice small lake, and there's docks you can fish off of. So we're like, cool. Went up there, and there's, you know, the two nice docks and shit, and we get out, and there's a couple people there, and we see them walking in with some fish and stuff. We're like, eh, this might be all right. So we don't have a boat or nothing. How was it?
It was actually pretty fun.
You reeled in the first fish, and
did.
If you follow thegemhole.com/Twitter, you'll have seen on the twat pig account there
I
was...
think I snagged that fuck reeling it in.
you didn't catch it. You fucking luckily snagged it all as right. you were reeling
I don't
reeling
even want to catch that, actually,
so
at all.
She catches that, and then...
It's a little tiny sunfish, by the way, about the size of my hand.
Yeah, you'll see it. It's in the twit pig. It's probably also in thegemhole.com/forums in the picture gallery there. But then these two kids get there, and they have, like,
some smelt.
And the whole time, people are saying there that you're talking to that, you know, you want to use smelt if you're going to catch pike. And you're like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the great angler doesn't know what smelt is?
I don't fish up here. I rarely ever go fishing up here. You know, fresh water is a new thing to me. It's very odd.
Josh knows. He says, little censored fish. Little fucking fish, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Or little cunt fish.
Little smelly, nasty looking. They look like greenbacks
they
in,
look,
the, in
to
the,
me,
the Gulf.
To me, an inexperienced fisherman, it looked like just big anchovies. That's what it reminded me of.
They look like greenback minnows in the Gulf.
So these guys have packages of them, and you know they both put one on their line and cast out, and like 2 minutes later, he pulls in this fucking pike. And I'm like, holy shit. And then, like, 3 minutes after that, the other kid pulls in one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, dude. I'm going to go get you some of that. So I run all the way back down to the store that's by my mom's house,
right.
where we initially started. And I get a couple packs of smelt, and then I run back up, and she's still out there, thankfully. And I'm like, here's the smelt. And she puts one on and throws it out, and she gives me her fucking fishing pole with a, what was on it?
Just a lure, regular
just
jig.
Just a plain old lure, huh? Nothing special about it?
Not really. I mean, it was gold and black and had two treble hooks on it. That's it.
Good. So
I didn't even have a leader on it.
She casts it out and drops her line in, and I'm sitting there. And
I'm watching you.
Berger says the ones that go up your pee hole. No, they are not the ones that go up your pee hole. I think that's a myth.
It's more. It was amusing as hell, though, watching you fish. So I'm like, okay, I need to watch him.
Yeah, and for one, I'm using, like, I'm left-handed, I guess. But, like, I reel with my right hand, like this, if you're on thegemhole.com/live.
Where the reel is facing up instead of down.
Right, I bat
so
left.
So that worries me because it tangles up the line easily if you don't know what you're doing, which
he
does
did
not.
A few times.
It was like taking my gay brother fishing.
Nice, thank you. So
he knows more, actually.
She tosses her line in, and I'm just messing around, just, you know, killing time, having fun, throwing this lure in. And all of a sudden, I feel it. I'm like, holy shit, I think I got something. She's like, yeah, it's probably just grass. I'm like...
No, I think
I really got something here, and I fucking reel that fucker in, and I caught a pike. My very first fish I ever caught.
What'd you do? Like, reenact that right now.
No, because I, ever since I was a little kid, I'm just scared to touch fish because I got cut by one once because we were on the boat, and they had this big garbage can, and there was, like, barracuda and just all these different kinds of flounders and all these different kinds of saltwater fish in there. And I'm a little kid. I'm curious. I'm, like, poking my hand in there and shit, and something cut me. And ever since then, I've been afraid to touch fish because I don't know what I can and what I cannot
touch.
And
so what happened when you caught
that? I reeled that fucker in, and then I was like, here, do this. I wouldn't touch it. And so what did you end up doing? You murderer. Murder.
You let it swallow your lure.
And
hook
you killed it.
Better.
You fucking killed it.
I had to.
So, yeah, basically me won her half, I guess. I'll give you half a point for that little sunfish.
I don't even want a point for that. It's fine.
No?
No.
One nothing? Still?
It's fine. You know what? Because I could... never mind.
And after that, like, the first time we went fishing, I was getting bit by mosquitoes, and by the end, we were out there for a while, and I was like, all right, well, I'm going to go back to the truck, so you're almost done. She's like, yeah. And I go there, and I'm waiting like 40 minutes later, and she's still not coming. I'm listening to...
That's not Smith-like.
No, this was the first time when we went to Swan. And when I was waiting for you, I'm just saying that, you know, I wasn't that into it. But then when I caught this fish,
you were like, oh, my God, oh, my God. That's it. You looked at me as you were reeling it in and you're like, this is kind of fun. Just freaking out. It was so amazing. Like, seriously, to me, like, I could, if I didn't catch anything the whole day, that's fine. But watching you catch something was fucking hilarious.
Because like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing,
dude.
It was
so awesome. It's like, oh my God, look at him. He's so retarded. He doesn't know what to do.
I thought the little hooks there that you set your pole in, I thought you were supposed to, like, get the fish hooked, set your pole in there, and then jump in the water and grab the fish. I thought that's how you did it. So I was like, I don't know what to fucking do here. And I
are
just,
you serious?
No. I know what those are for, setting your pole in when you want to smoke a cigarette.
Right.
I know what they're for. So
okay.
It was cool, though.
You touched it later when it was dead.
After it was dead. But tell them what happened, that you had no idea about that shit.
Oh, yeah. Pike, I guess, because I don't fish for pike.
Erotic Toys says, speaking of poles. That's funny.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, because I don't freshwater fish or anything, I don't know much about pike or trout and whatever. Like, you take me and put me with a bunch of tarpon or whatever, I know what to do with that. But pike, I don't know. So if I would have reeled in a pike without talking to these guys first...
Right, because they told you, like, what to do.
How to grab it, blah, 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 all that crap. I would have grabbed it like I grab anything else.
Which
is... Right under the gills.
But pike have...
Like, I guess, razors in their gills.
The plates over them are razor sharp.
No, it's not the plates. It's inside. They have, like, little pokey things their gills. Yeah.
I thought it was that plate that was on the top
of it. No, that's snook that I explained to you before.
So, basically, if you would have done what you normally did, you would have sliced your shit wide open.
Yeah, I would have.
That would have been bad news.
Or, I don't know, maybe I would have grabbed it by the side, but I doubt it. Because once they're flopping around like that, I usually go right for the fucking gills, and I grab it, and I'm like, you're not going anywhere. And that's...
Right. So what do you have to do with those?
You have to grab it by the eyeballs.
That is so fucking gross.
That is so weird.
Even though I know that there's no things that could possibly hurt me or cut me in their eyeballs, I would still not want to do that.
It's very weird.
Call me a bitch, but I'm just not into that.
I mean, like, I went to do that, and I grabbed him, and they're like, oh, it paralyzes him. And I did it, I grabbed it, and he still fucking flopped around. I'm like, fuck this, and I just fucking stepped on him and grabbed my pliers. I'm like, I'll get it from
and
here.
And then proceeded to murder the fish.
Well, you know, whatever.
And then, I'm like, well, it's fucking dead. You might as well, you know, clean it or whatever the fuck. Because there was people there. I didn't want to just, like, throw this big dead. Like, how big was it?
It was only like 17 inches. That was pretty small for a pike, I'm told. So,
well,
I just went off air.
Yeah, I saw that. Don't worry about it. So.
Wow. But no, you know, that was, I guess that's small for a pike. I'm not sure. And it'd be cool. I'd like to catch more.
Oh, right. Because you never did catch one, did you? So we're on the one dock. This is awesome. I've never done this before either. And we're going to go move to the other dock. And you got your hands full with the poles and shit. And you're like, hey, can you grab my big tackle box? And I'm like, yes, I can. And I go to grab it, and it fucking dumps all over the place because somebody forgot to latch the fucking thing shut.
I usually don't latch it because I need things out of it really quick, so I just flip it open, and it's right there.
But, and when you fucking were like, let's go over here, I didn't even think that it was still open. I assumed that
I didn't even think that...
I would tell you. Yeah, and it went everywhere. And the two guys must have thought we were the two just most retarded fishermen
in the world.
I know,
I'm like, dude, I'm from Florida. I fish in the Gulf. I'm like, I know I've got this awesome tattoo of, like, fishing shit on my left arm. But honestly, here, dude, I know shit, so please school me. And I feel like an idiot when I have to fucking go ask, hey, what do I do to catch this? I feel so fucking stupid.
Well, you gotta learn. You weren't born knowing all of this shit about fishing, so... Just like you like telling me about stuff.
Yeah.
So it's same
I really
thing.
Like,
it's like
teaching you fishing because that's amusing as hell to me, watching you Like, seriously, dude, that made my whole fucking day, watching you reel in something and go, hey, this is actually kind of fun.
Yeah, no, it was cool. And just because the very first time, like, it wasn't that great. I wasn't fishing at all because I still allegedly don't have a fishing license.
Right.
So I didn't want to take the chance. And I always see people, you know, fishing game driving by up there.
Yeah.
And then I was getting bit by mosquitoes and we were up there and I had worked and I was over it. That was like the third stop and we drove all over the fucking place. And then after, you know, sitting in the truck listening to your original Geeks podcast, I'm just like, God, are you fucking done yet? You know, you haven't caught anything. And so I was pretty grumpy after that. But then
my family knows this, and like, I guess a couple people in Florida know this that have gone fishing with me. And I guess I should have been like, hey, Mikey, or hey, Wayne, you know, warn Matt what he's getting into, because seriously, even my dad will be like, hey, let's go. And I'm like, I'll be right there.
Well, and that's, it totally
and
reminded.
And I will do that.
It totally reminded me of when I was a kid and we'd go to the beach and my mom and my grandpa would be like, okay, it's time to go. And I'm like, no, 10 more minutes. And, you know, they'd let me do that once or twice. But after that, I was getting drugged the fuck out by my ear, you know. And that's what you reminded me of. I'm like, all right, are you done? You're like, 10 more minutes. I'm like, all right. And then it's like 40 minutes later and I still see you there casting. And I was just, every cast you threw, I was just getting pissed and pissed. I was like, God damn it, I'm hungry. I'm cranky. I want to go home. I'm itchy as fuck from all these mosquitoes. My diaper's wet. Like, I was just not having. But then after that, and even if I wouldn't have caught anything, like, it was fun being able to actually fish instead of sitting there just watching and shit like that. So it was a good time, though.
Yeah, my uncle had to basically, you know, get me to. He brought all the shit back to the car. He was ready to go, and I'm still out there fucking just casting my shit, reeling it back, seeing what's going on. I'm like, no, dude, I'm going to catch something.
That's what I kind of equated it to, is gambling to you, because, you know, before I met you, you were pretty big into gambling. Your keychain ring had, like, 30 of those fucking players club things on it, like, ridiculous. And it's kind of like that same thing, you know.
Well, if I could go fishing every day, I don't think I ever would have fell into that problem. Like,
yeah,
ever.
And you could up here if you just knew where to go and shit. And I was trying,
and if
to,
I had cash to get bait all the time,
right?
And shit,
yeah,
you know?
But it's that whole thing. Red Fox says I have a casino card.
But yeah, I have like 30 magnetic keys that plug in and say, hey, that's this person, that's how old she is. Her birthday was the other day, blah, blah, blah.
Awesome.
She drinks this is her regular drink that she drinks every time she comes in here.
Yeah, so it's like that, like every time you cast out, it's like, you know, picking new numbers and hitting the button, and then while you're reeling in, if you're, you know, lure fishing, it's like the numbers going, and if you catch something, you hit like 4 out of 5 or, you know,
dude,
whatever.
Well, I don't know, fishing is way more fun
cheaper
than gambling. And cheaper.
And better for you. Yeah,
and better for me. I would seriously do that every day for the rest of my life.
So we were out there, and if you guys were on the gemhole.com/live for the pre-show while we were getting shit ready, you saw her little wife beater suntan. It's so awesome.
It's so awesome. You want me to show it again?
Yeah, show it again if you want, in case anyone missed it. But
I did twit pic.
Oh, did you? It's on there then, the gemhole.com/Danny.
You can't really
Danny.
See it because it's me going like this.
Yeah, no, you
arm
can see
over
it. I saw it on the forums. You can see it pretty good.
Well, here you go.
So she, like, the first night after, you know, we were at Smith Lake for quite a while, then we ended up going up to McGregor Lake and fishing, I don't know, yes, you can see that. See, it's a lot better now. The first night after we got back, and I told her while we're there, I'm like, just take your fucking shirt off. You had a little swimsuit top on that was very sexy.
Nah.
She's like, no, there's people there. And then the people left, and I'm like, no one's fucking here now. Take it off, bitch. And she's like, okay. And she took it off for like, you know, 20 minutes, and then someone else came. She's like, oh, putting my shirt back on. I'm like, it doesn't matter. Who gives a shit? We're out here fishing. Ends up gutting the fish right there on the dock and cleaning it. We're driving around. We go up to McGregor Lake to finish up, and everyone says they saw some side boob.
That's
You'll
cool.
see the full boob. We have 8 shirts left. TheJamHole.com/store. If all 8 of these shirts are gone, $20, you get a shirt, the Book of Matthew, and stickers. You will see full-on boobs and possibly her suck me off.
What?
I got thrown a little something for me, too. I mean, come on. So, yeah, by the end of the show, thejamhole.com. Well, I thought for 5, we'll have, but we have 8 left. But if we get rid of at least 5 of them, then, yeah, no problem. So, Yeah, we go up to McGregor, and the whole time we're like, dude, we got a dead body in the back of the truck. It's so awesome. Like, I can't wait. And you were saying, because you have the fishing license and I don't, and you're like, if we get pulled over, I'm saying it's yours. I'm like, thanks, honey. Love you too, you fuck.
He got it.
So great.
He totally knows what to do. I don't.
Yeah,
this
I'm just
all him.
I have no idea. He said we would go out to dinner and he would buy me drinks.
You know how many times
and
I
you
played
know,
that card?
You know they would totally believe you and not me, and I would get a big old fat fine for not having a fishing
That's
license.
That's why in Florida,
you're a fucker.
When I went fishing illegally or whatever, allegedly
right?
illegally.
No, you did illegally for sure.
Yes. I would wear long sleeve shirts all the time, and I would wear like tight jeans or something, and I'd go out there fishing and I'd be reeling in something. I'd have something in the back of my truck, and the game ward would come up and be like, hey, do you know what this is? I'd be like, no.
A dinosaur?
A friend of mine just told me where to come, and my dad lent me his equipment, and I came out here and just kind of, I caught it. I was going to bring it home to my dad so he could clean it because I have no idea what I did.
Wow.
And
that's
it's
amazing.
Worked many times. I'm like, I don't know. It's so great.
So we finally, on the way back from McGregor, we end up, oh, and we saw, I took a little video of a crawdad there that she had never seen crawdads before.
Ah!
And basically, if you don't know what a crawdad is, it's like a little lobster. But some of them up here at McGregor get as big as lobsters, just about. So one's like crawling, and I hear her go, ah! I'm like, what? She's like, what's that? And I'm like trying to catch it and pick it up and shit, and it's all trying to snap me, so I fucking take it, and I like grab it and throw it up on shore right next to her real quick, and it's like crawling around, like walking towards us, like pinching
oh
and
my God,
shit.
Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit.
Like totally pissed and shit. It was so great because I like got down by it and I was like, put your hands in the air, and it was totally like doing this, trying to snap my hand. It was so great. And then, yeah, I picked it up and threw it back in the water by her. And every time you saw one up there, because they're everywhere up there, people set traps and shit, and they all just mob the fucking food that's in there.
Yeah.
When you snorkel there, you find the traps, and they're just everywhere. Like, I've never seen
I should
many.
Make a trap, because I can make a
yeah,
crab trap.
Yeah, they're easy to make, for sure. We could do it.
Well, yeah, I could do that. And my uncle, I'm sure he knows how to shuck them and stuff, so I would love to try them.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never eaten them. Like I said, I don't eat fucking seafood or anything like that at all. But, yeah, so we did that and came back and watched some movies, which we'll get into here in a sec. But the other thing I wanted to mention about fishing is we tried to go out on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I wrote this joke just for you. Okay, check this
out. Okay.
We tried to fish on Sunday, but the weather was crappy. Ah, because it was raining, but crappy is a fish.
Crappie.
A crappy.
Crappie.
Crappy.
Crappie.
Don't ruin my joke.
You suck. Don't ever make fishing jokes again.
Come on, that was good. I thought I was so clever when I wrote
or you
that.
You could
I
be like, oh, the weather was Chinook.
No, that doesn't even
be
make
like snook.
You don't ever make fishing jokes.
You know what?
Just hey. I even Googled that shit to make sure crappie was a real fish.
It's called crappie.
It's called crappie.
It's called crappie.
Potato, potato, get bent. See, Big Mouth says, ah, I see what you did there. See?
It's fucking
funny.
Don't know. It's not funny.
Oh, fuck. So, you're a big Beetlejuice fan.
I am.
And I am a big Michael Keaton fan.
I didn't know if anyone noticed.
In Johnny Dangerously and Beetlejuice, and he was all right. In Batman, and so she's like, hey, you remember the Beetlejuice cartoons? And I'm like, yeah, I totally do. They used to come on. I wasn't a big fan of them, but I used to watch them because they came on right before some other show that I used to really like watching when I was
yeah.
a kid. So she's like, you know, if you can find those, I'll totally, you know, give you a blowjob every day this week. I'll give you one blowjob for every episode you find. I'm like, fucking done and done. Ended up finding the whole collection.
109 episodes.
Goddamn right.
Oh, my God.
Seriously. I'll take 3 a day for the next fucking month.
I
That's
love
awesome. Win
that
me.
Cartoon and
so,
movie.
Yeah, we got home and, you know, before we had left, the night before, I had started, you know, purchasing ilovetorrents.com purchasing Beetlejuice the movie, because I really like that. That was that and The Abyss. I don't know if you guys remember that, Sigourney Weaver, way back when. Those are the first movies I remember seeing in the theater when I was a kid. So I was way into that shit. So we ended up watching that, and she...
Like, it's really hard.
Hold on. You shush. You like to talk during movies as is, and that's cool sometimes if we're here, but when we're out in the theaters, it kind of bugs me. Like, when you start doing it, you'll notice I kind of turn this way, and I'm like, whoa.
I never talk much. I just go, huh?
Yeah. You make little comments here and there, and if it's, like, if it's the
I'm
fucking...
I'm not like one of those, you know, ghetto chicks, oh my god, don't go in there! He's gonna eat your ass!
No. Oh no, he did!
Oh no, he did!
Oh no, he did!
Oh shit! Oh no!
Yeah, I don't do that. It's not that bad. If you were black, I'd say maybe it would get towards being that bad, but no, it's not that bad. It's just like... asking a question about something or mentioning something, and I don't know, it kind of bugs me. It's not that big of a deal. But when we were watching Beetlejuice, she was sitting here reciting line by fucking line, no joke, like literally.
I totally toned it down for you. No.
So she's doing it, and I look at her, I'm like, why are we even fucking watching this? How about you sit here and just act it out for me? Fuck.
Because I love the movie.
It's a good movie, but you don't have to.
I can't help it. I know all the fucking words.
Very amusing, regardless.
I love that movie. You know how hard it was to try and not say the things they were saying?
I know, because I looked over and I saw you, like, starting to, and then you'd, like, look at me and I'd be staring at you and you stop it, like, the whole fucking movie. But it was cool. So then we watched The Abducted. Well,
we did not
watch. We started to watch The Abducted. Awful. And I was watching it because it was amusing because how awful it was.
I could not take it.
Yeah, and you'll watch some shit with me. Like, you sat through Plaguers with me, which was pretty fucking awful, minus the hot space pirate chicks with their booties. But this was, like, just way worse.
I just couldn't deal with it. There was no cool, like, killing or anything. It was just,
it was just this dude, basically.
With this bitch tied up in a shack.
Well, he was on the internet stalking bitches, basically. And he was saying something about how, something about people, when blood is spilled, the flowers grow, and I like flowers. It was really cheesy, trying to be deep, but totally failing. So what this means is that this is the second movie we have found so far that is not better than Transformers 2, because we didn't watch this whole movie. We got about, 20 minutes in, maybe?
Yeah,
and then,
maybe.
Yeah, and then ended up turning it off. Which brings me to the next movie we watched, which was totally much, much better than Transformers 2, you faggot Michael Bay faggot fuck. I'm still mad at that. I'm going to be mad at that until Transformers 3 comes out. And
so
when
you
that
can be
sucks,
mad at that.
Because I'll go watch it in the theaters, of course. But then I'll be mad at that one.
You're like a fly to the flame.
I can't help it. My childhood, dude. My fucking
It'd
childhood.
It'd be like if
I'll
they
go-
went and made a new Beetlejuice, and I would probably go and see it.
Of
just
course.
To see it, and then I'd be totally and utterly pissed, and my dreams would be shattered, and I'd cry myself
That's
to
right.
sleep.
And then you would know what it's like to be me.
Then
every
I would
single
find the
day.
Fuck who made it and kill him.
Put maybe Michael Bay will be the one to make it. You know, how pissed would you be? Would you still go and see it if you knew that Michael Bay was the director?
I would have to go and
you
see
would.
It just because of I've loved this my whole life.
Uh-huh. You know what I want to see?
What?
Beetlejuice versus Transformers.
Beetlejuice would win, hands down. Dude, he could do anything.
So
this is the ghost with the most, bitch.
I highly recommend this next movie. It was so amusing and funny in a sick and twisted way. It is a British-made movie, I believe. It's called Bronson. And what it's about is this guy named Charlie Bronson.
What the fuck?
He was Britain's most notorious inmate.
Yes.
He was...
Most expensive, most famous, most notorious... inmate.
This guy, you guys just have to watch the fucking movie. No, Big Mouth says Brondo. It's Bronson. Like Charles Bronson, the old school movie guy.
Whatever.
Like John Wayne and Charles Bronson. Okay. But yeah, this guy just, he, what was it? He spent 34 years of his life in jail.
And 30 of them in solitary confinement.
30 of them.
30 of them.
They, he went, he was in jail. They thought he was insane because of how he was always getting in fights and fucking up shit and himself. So they declared him insane and sent him to the insane asylum. He did all that shit there until they started just having to drug the shit out of him every single, like, 4 fucking hours. Yeah. Or he would just go nuts and just constantly beating up guards. And he only killed, like, a couple people,
no,
if
he
any.
Never killed anyone.
Never. So never he was just anyone. Really wounding, like, just punching him and beating him up pretty
much. Yeah, just choking him out, making him black out, you
and
know?
So what ended up happening is the queen took notice of this and said that we are spending way too much money to keep him in the insane asylum, declares him sane, and lets him go. Like, not even go back to jail.
It's because
but
the
like,
queen was pissed because they were costing him too much money.
Exactly. Her so
too much money.
Now you're free to go. In which case, he gets into more fucking shit and yep. goes back.
He was only out, get this, he was only out of jail and free for 61 days.
Yep, and then boom, right back into the fucking slammer. And that was the end of that. And then, yeah, the movie ended. And I think it came out in 08 or 09,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, he's still in there.
And he's, yeah, to this day, we were going to think
he's
about.
So crazy.
Crazy. And it's done like there's the part where he's in the prison and it's the movie about him. And then it goes into this Broadway kind of like a stage play yeah. where he is the main character on the stage in front of this audience. And
he's
like
telling
them,
story.
Yeah, telling his story just back and forth like that. Very well done. Highly recommend it. Much better than Transformers 2.
My favorite thing about that whole movie.
His
is
smile?
Where he's in the room in the blue suit from jail, prison
right.
or whatever, and it's dark and he's talking to the camera and he's like, I like my hotel rooms. And he smiles and then stops smiling.
Yeah, and then he just crazy fucking looks.
Oh, man, just, he just real big grin to nothing.
Totally.
Real big grin to nothing.
Amazing
and
fucking
the mustache.
Movie. Yeah.
Super sweet.
Super sweet stash,
super sweet
dude.
Stash.
For sure. And there's this one part where he's playing two different characters, and, like, half of him, when he turns his head, like, he's sideways, totally side profile, it's him. And then he turns around, and it's, like, I don't
his
even know.
Nurse.
Was it the nurse?
It was the nurse.
Okay, and he had, like, one of his hands painted up in fingernail polish, but the other one wasn't. So when he'd turn around, he'd be pointing, and you'd see the fingernail polish. But then when he turned back around to him, it wasn't. Like, it was
yeah,
so well
he
done.
He painted on the chick's hair and stuff on one side and made it look like
yeah,
a chick. And
the movie itself, though, it
now
very...
Mr. Bronson.
Yeah. Just over-dramatized and just amazing. So, yeah, check it out, Bronson. You can find that on ilovetorrents.com. If
great
you have an
movie.
There.
Very odd.
Yeah.
I
we,
like
it ended, and we were just like, we looked at each other like, man, that was weird and
totally
awesome at the same time.
I love it. He's like stripped down naked before he knew that these people were going to come into his room and just grease himself up and shit. Like, he knew. He's like, all right, I'm going to get in this huge fight. I've got to get naked and grease up so
yeah.
I can't grab a hold of
there
me
was
quicker.
The guy in there, because he kept, one of the huge problems he was having is he kept taking people hostage.
That's like his thing.
Yeah, so he would get naked and he's talking to this guy and he's like, grease me up, mate. Fucking grease me up. And the
rub my
says,
arse, Jake.
Not in the arse. Not in the arse. I sit on the arse.
On the arse,
it was so fucking funny, but twisted at the same time. And some people didn't like the movie because they're like, oh, you're making violence look like a good thing. And what was... you're over... I forget what the word is. You're... you're sensationalizing violence.
Wow.
And they're like, that's bad. Don't make it look like a good thing.
It was
thing.
Just
but
something
it,
that he liked
yeah,
to do and something he couldn't
it
help
doing.
It
wasn't about the violence. It was about this guy and how fucking nuts he was.
Right.
And how he totally got sucked into the system and just like, I don't know, dude. You guys got to watch it. And we need to, on the jamhole.com/forums, we need to make a movies category.
Yes.
And we'll start posting all the movies we talk about. And then that way, if you guys watch them, you
maybe
can talk.
Maybe make a review
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, you can talk about them with us and shit like that. It'll be good stuff. Hmm. And then the other couple things I did want to mention before, we're going to have Mike Boudet from Erato Toys call in. Weeds and True Blood. Two shows I very much enjoyed. We've talked about, me and Brayden used to talk about Weeds, and I think we talked about True Blood a little bit, but I just wanted to mention the new seasons of those started off very well, I have to say.
Had never seen it before, but I caught on to Weeds pretty quick.
And it's like season 5 of Weeds, I think. And you kept asking me questions, and I'm like trying to explain it because it had been a while since I seen it because, you know, they took a big break in between seasons.
But now
4.
I think I get it, and it's pretty cool that I was able to, like, catch up on it.
Yeah, and right now there is nothing on. Like, there's no, like, for TV-wise, there's South Park, no Family Guy, like, no CSI, nothing new is on. And then I saw that started. I was like, holy shit, finally something. And then True Blood is, you know, the vampire thing. I really enjoyed that, though. I don't know, Keith started watching it for season 1 and he kind of lost interest in it, but I don't, he's very picky when it comes to that kind of shit, but I enjoy it. It is really good stuff. So
True Blood I didn't really get to watch too much.
We watched a couple episodes of it. That was when Zach was here.
So about that.
Let's talk about that real quick, and then we'll have Mike call in. So, we get home from fishing on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we see Zach is sitting...
go ahead. Mind you, I blew off Zach, as in, like...
Right. Well, the last thing you guys heard about this was that she was starting to hang out with him every day, and I wasn't mad that she was hanging out with Zach. I was mad that if I would be hanging out with a girl, she would be super pissed, and it's a double standard, and I was just bringing that to her attention. So, what did you...
I basically just stopped hanging out with him for you.
Which I didn't tell you to do,
but I did it anyway, and that's
fine. You weren't willing to be like, well, fine, even though I wasn't, I had no intentions at all of going out and being like...
I don't care, I don't want to...
You didn't want to be a hypocrite like that, right. Which is admirable. That's cool that you weren't like, well, fine, go hang out with chicks, I don't give a shit. And it wasn't a jealousy thing at all. Some of you might be like, oh, look, Matt's jealous. But no, it was just that you would get super pissed if I did it, but now you're doing it, and it's okay all of a sudden. So that's all I had a problem with. That, and I don't care for the kid. I don't know him that much. He was nice the first time he was on the show, but after that, he would get comfortable, I think, and he started bringing out what he was really like, and it bugged me. I don't like people like that. He had no remorse for what he had done. He seemed like just a mooch, and I don't have time for that kind of shit. We have a lot of stuff here that we have to worry about. He is not something I need to deal with. So,
I totally blew him off. I totally, got rid of him or whatever, and I hadn't heard from him for the whole weekend.
Right, and then
Sunday...
And
I was like, all right, cool, I'm done with this, great. Sunday, we go to eat at your mom's house.
Right, because we had no food here, so we go up there and cook some food. My stepdad was gone because the dog had died, so he wanted to get out of the house. So I go up there and cook us some gourmet fucking sausage and eggs and shit. And then we come back, and he's sitting in the driveway.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
And he wants to talk to you, not me.
So you go upstairs, and he comes up to me. Because
I was
like,
dude, seriously, when I saw him, I'm like, I didn't want anything to do with it. I knew he was going to end up talking to you about something.
And I thought he was going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Why don't you let her hang out with me and shit like that? And it totally wasn't like that. It was just, don't, have that double standard. And you made the decision to be like, well, my boyfriend is more important than this kid who wrecked my fucking car and, all that shit. You guys can, listen to the past episodes he was on to know all about what happened.
Yeah.
And he took the DVD away. He was like, going to let me rip the DVD of her car getting all fucked up, the police cam and shit. And the day, he was up here, and then, he left and left his bag and stuff up here. And then, he came up and got it, I guess. He walked all the way up here 10 miles, and he took that shit as a way of being like, well, if I can't hang out with her, then fuck you. I'm going to take this movie, and you can't have that, even though it's of her car getting wrecked and all this. Whatever. No big deal.
Yeah.
So he comes up, and he's like, hey, bro, what's up? And I'm like, nothing. What's going on? He's like... starts telling me after he bums a cigarette, mind you, which is the first things out of his mouth. Can I bum a cigarette, bro?
Yep.
This and that. I'm like, God fucking damn it. And So he starts telling me about how he got kicked out of the homeless shelter he was staying in, and basically they have a curfew there, which is understandable. Don't use homeless shelters as, you know, I'm going to go out and party all night, and then I'll have a place to stay, and I don't have to get my life back together. Like, they have a structure so that you get your shit together, so that you're not living in a homeless shelter for the rest of your fucking life. So he's like, oh, I was like 10 or 15 minutes late and they kicked me out and I was up at Foy's Lake with this chick and, you know, and the next morning they had a new guy moving in and they told me I had to go. And I'm like, okay. So he's like, I wouldn't ask you guys if I had anywhere else to go. This was my last resort, but I need a place to stay for 2 weeks until I can get enough money to go back to New York. I'm trying to get my shit straight. And I just need, you know, a place to stay so I can start working next week. And then I can, you know, save up enough money to go to New York. And I'm like, fuck. And then he's like, if you let me stay here, I will totally squash all of the money Danny owes me for, excuse my face, for the check that she took and for the tattoo gun and this and that. So I'm like, okay. Danny, as far as I knew, Danny owed him a bunch of money because he sent her a check or something. And I was under the impression that he had paid totally off for, you know, like in money for all the damages in the car and all of that shit. So now Danny owed him some money because, you know, he wrote her a check. What happened with that? I don't know what totally.
The jail here was taking cash out of his account.
Right.
And stuff to pay for whatever. And so in order to have them stop doing that and have, you know, watching his money dwindle down, he just wrote me a check.
What were they taking money out for?
For whatever.
His fines that need to get paid?
I don't know. Just for whatever.
Okay.
And he sent me the check for the rest of the cash for me to hold on to, which was $200. And at that time, it was right before we were going to New York. And I'm like, fuck this kid. No, I was still fucking pissed about the whole thing. I'm like, I don't want to see you ever again. I'm like, I don't care. You're never going to get the fuck out of there. Your attorney's an idiot.
Right.
I was like, I don't know how the fuck you get out of there.
So you took this check that he sent you thinking you would never see him again, basically.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he gets out of jail and shows up at Anna's. And then at your work, and that's the first night we met him, he's like, I need a place to stay until I can get into a homeless shelter. We let him stay that one night here, took him to the homeless shelter, and everything was all good. He had a place to stay, he was getting a job, he would have been the fuck out of here. And then he comes home late, and they kick him out like they told him that they would. So now he's here and telling me that he'll totally squash all the money he owes her, which I'm thinking she still owes him money. So to me, I'm like, okay, if I can help her out and get this guy out of our life for good, then fine. He can stay here a couple weeks. So I'm like, all right, well, I got to talk to Danny real quick. And that's when, you know, we walk up the stairs and he's like, can I bum a smoke? I'm like, yeah, here's the fucking tin that I keep my tobacco in. And I come in here and I just start telling her what he told me and shit, and that if he stays here for 2 weeks, you won't owe him any more money and everything will be fine. And you were like,
it's up to you.
And I was like, thinking that, okay, this, the only reason if I let him stay here is so that you have no more ties to this kid at all. So he has no more reason to bug you, no more anything like that. So I'm like, I sat here and I stared at you for a good couple minutes, just like, I really don't want him here. I don't want him here at all. I definitely don't want him here for 2 fucking weeks. But if it will get that debt taken care of completely, then, and he'll go back to New York.
I wish you would have said something to me.
Well,
about
and I
that
did.
Debt.
I said that he said he will totally squash all the money you owe him if he can stay here. And you were like, it's up to you. So I'm like, well, and that's where that fucking, I hate it, but that fucking part in my head that's like, if you were in this position, Matt, it would totally suck and you would totally appreciate someone taking you in, even though you fucked up time after time after time to end yourself up in this position. And it fucking, it hit me in my head and I was like, God damn it. I fucking, I don't want him here, but between the money you owe him and just that sucks not having a place to stay, you know, I was like, fine. So we went outside, both of us, and we're like, all right, here's how it has to be. That you cannot stay here after 2 weeks. I don't want this to be like, okay, well, I just need one more week, bro. I just need one more week after that. Like, I do not want that. I don't want that happening. So that he ends up bringing his stuff in and everything. And, you know, I'm sitting here and we start watching True Blood and shit. And just the whole time he's here, he's bumming cigarettes and...
I didn't give him shit, dude.
Well, he kept asking, though. He kept I don't know. That shit fucking bugs me. And I'm sitting here watching this, and the longer I'm watching this show, like, the more I start thinking about it, that, like, why is this my problem all of a sudden? Why is this kid in my house all of a sudden? And I just started thinking about it and thinking about it, and it started getting me more and more pissed about it. But I had already told him, you know, fine, you can stay here. And we end up, you know, going to bed and shit, and I'm just laying in bed just thinking about this the whole time. There's a kid in my house that I don't even fucking know. Like, he's your friend. I'd never met him until that day he was on the show the first time. Mm-hmm. That night he stayed here in the homeless shelter. And the more I got to thinking about it, I was like, you know, we helped him out once. He got a place at the homeless shelter. He was gonna get a fucking job. And he fucked it up, and he came right back here again. And I was like, he's never going to fucking leave. This is going to be where he's just going to keep doing it. Shit's going to start going missing. And, you know, you get in that head, and it was just, I was getting pissed and pissed. So I turned to you, and I'm like, while he's here, he is your responsibility. And you were like, fuck that shit. And when you said that, I knew that I had made a bad choice. And, you know, I finally fell asleep and shit, and I was like, I don't want him here by himself. He has to leave when we're here, or when, you know, we're not here and shit. And I'm working in town today, and it's just bugging me the whole fucking day. And I'm like, I sent you a text, and I'm like, you know, he needs to find a place to go while we do the show tonight, just because I didn't want him here when I got off work. And then that, we just started going kind of back and forth. I'm like, you know, I don't really want him here. And last night I mentioned, I was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to buy him a fucking bus ticket just so the money you owe him is taken up that way. And that's when you said, you know what? I don't really even fucking owe him any money. And then I was like, fuck this then. That was the only reason I let him stay here, was because I thought you owed him money.
And well, he thinks I do.
Well, so what happened, basically?
He came back and gave me a bunch of swag weed.
Disgusting swag weed, like full of seeds and nasty brick brown.
And I don't smoke pot or anything.
But
know?
I do.
But I'm like, you know what?
And I saw it, and I was like, dude, that is not worth. What did he say it was worth?
800.
I was like, no fucking way, dude. That's 4 ounces of disgusting swag. That's like $100 an ounce at
it was
best.
Very dry.
$80 an ounce, probably $60 if you're like friends with the person. Like, it is disgusting weed that by the time you were done de-stemming and de-seeding it, you'd probably have like 3/4 of an ounce left. So he tried to pawn that off, saying, here's $800, that's what I owe you for the car getting wrecked, the time off work you had to take, or any of the expenses that it took.
Pretty much. And I owed my parents some stuff, and they do smoke the
some money. Right.
And my dad, he took the green and basically rehydrated it and stuff. It did a lot of shit to it, but it turned out okay.
Right.
But he had to do quite a bit to it to make it even smokable, to where it didn't kill your throat.
Yeah, it was wicked. Big Mouth says, like, according to him, Red Fox owes me $400 for podcast consulting fees.
But, he paid me that. He gave me $100 before he went into jail and stuff, before he even wrecked my car, for a down payment on the tattoo machine.
Okay.
Okay, because so he's going to pay me $200 altogether. And so he gave me the $800 in weed,
so,
or whatever.
So $350 being nice in weed, and then a tattoo machine.
Yeah. So and then he's like, he wanted me to hold this money for him.
And see, I remember when you got that weed, but it didn't, like, click in my mind that he was paying you for wrecking your car and all the money that that costed.
Why didn't tell you all of it,
like,
then?
Yeah, all I saw was that you had some nasty fucking weed, and you're like, do you want any? I was like, nah, dude, I don't even have pot, and I don't want that. Like, that's how bad it was.
Yeah.
I would smoke my resin before I smoked that shit. So once I find this out, I'm like, well, fuck it then. She doesn't owe him.
I even yelled at him about this. I was like, dude, you owe me more money than you fucking think. And he's like, what the fuck do you mean? And I'm like, dude.
And that was when I was on the phone with you.
Yeah. And I was like, dude, you gave me a bunch of bunk fucking swag that I had to give to my parents because no one else would fucking take it.
Yeah, if I went into town right now and tried to find a bag of swag weed, I couldn't do it. Like, this is Kalispell. There is chronic shit here.
Yeah.
You try and sell even good swag here, unless it's a really good price or a really old person that doesn't know where to get it, you can't sell it.
No.
Which is why you ended up giving it to your parents for the money, you know, you owed them for getting the car fixed or whatever. Bills or what?
I can't remember. I know I owed them for something.
So basically, long story short, I let him stay here. Because I thought she owed him a bunch of money. I thought I was being nice, doing her a favor by getting rid of this debt. And then the more I thought about it, and I got this bad feeling about it. And I know that when I get bad feelings like that, it's good to trust them because shit usually ends up happening. So I was like, you know, this isn't right.
The only reason why I was mad at you is because you're the one who changed your mind and you weren't man enough, in my opinion, to tell him your fucking self.
Because
and I had to do it.
Well, I was at work all day, and I did kind
all
of feel bad.
All I had to do was hand the phone to him.
Well, yeah, and I figured you just had it on speakerphone or something, because I could hear him talking in the background. But I felt kind of bad because I did tell him that, yes, but the reason I did tell him was that I was under the pretense that you owed him money. So as soon as that got straightened out, then I felt that, no, I should not have to help this kid any longer. And then he started getting pissed, and I'm like, you know what? If he's gonna stay here, I will take myself out of the situation, and I'll just go hang out at my mom's house for a couple weeks. He's your friend anyways. You were hanging out with him every day, so I figured, whatever, have the last couple weeks and hang out with your friend, and I will remove myself, because I'm the one that feels uncomfortable. It wasn't you. And he obviously doesn't give a shit where the fuck he stays. So I thought maybe that would be an easy fix. And you didn't want that to happen. I didn't want to do that. But I felt bad because I did tell him. But then I was thinking, you know, I told him because of these reasons. And those reasons don't exist anymore. So fuck him. And so
go to him and tell him that.
I
had to sit here all day and be like, you know what? I might have to kick you out.
Well, that's the thing, too. It's your friend, and I understand this is our house and shit, but he's your friend, not mine. I don't even know the kid. And I know the man thing to do would have been to stop what I was doing at work and drive all the way the fuck out here and fucking grab him by the scruff of his clothes and be like, get the fuck out of my house. But I'm not like that, and if a fight would have started, shit would have went bad, and then we would have had a whole nother problem to deal with.
Like Big Mouth says, your friend, but Matt's decision.
Right, and it was, and yeah, Gerard says Matt's too nice, and I am, and that's why I did it in the first place, and if you would have said, I don't really want him here, I would have been like, fine, then no. Like, I was looking
See,
at you.
It didn't matter to me whether or not. I mean, it's...
And that's the thing. It should have, though. I was looking at you, waiting for you to give me some sort of sign or
All
say,
All you had to do was
no.
tell me, don't... So let's not do this. This is
you
not a good
knew,
idea.
You knew, though, that I didn't want him
and
here.
And that's why I left it to you, because I figured you would be like, oh, fuck, no.
And I would have, but that's what the money thing. I thought I was helping you by getting rid of this debt so we wouldn't have to deal with him. So that's what the whole fucking problem was. He was here. I heard him. And you know how he started to talk like a kind of a gangster when he was on the last show where he was, you know, talking like that. When he started getting pissed, that came out. And he was just like, fuck that, yo, that's fucked up shit, son, yo, that's fucked up. Like, and that, I just got so pissed hearing that. And I was like, waiting for him to just do something to you so I could just, like, come up here and just fucking kill him. But, I don't know. It was just a bad situation. And that's, like, I've never been in a fight before, and I was always raised to not get in fights unless you're going to fucking kill the person, because if you get in a fight with someone, they're always going to come back, and you're always going to have a problem with that person. So if you get in a fight with somebody, you fucking kill them and end it there, and that is it, which is why I don't fucking do that unless I really fucking have to.
You have a serious confrontation issue.
I try to avoid it at all costs because I don't want to end up fucking killing somebody.
Thing that is weird,
I'm not going to waste time punching somebody when I could
just not what I'm saying.
End it.
Punching them, shooting them, whatever, that doesn't have to happen or whatever. But the thing is you have a confrontation issue. You don't like arguing with somebody or anything. But you know what? I know the kid. And I've been being nice to him, and it's even harder for me to tell him to get the fuck out and say, look at him and be like, you know what, I don't fucking care, leave.
And that's what
kind of... Then it would be for you. It would be a lot easier for you to have done that than me.
Because I don't know the kid, but because I still have... I feel like I have to be somewhat nice to him because he is your friend still.
You don't have to be nice to fucking anybody.
Tell me that then. You guys were hanging out...
Am I nice to every fucking person you introduce me to?
No, but I don't hang out with any single one person every single day. Like, I thought you guys were good friends and shit. I mean, you let him borrow your car and... I don't know. It was just a bad situation, and long story short, he's not here now, and what ended up happening?
I kicked him the fuck out, and he started freaking out and shit. I said, look, dude, grab your shit. You gotta go. And he came in, and I walked him back out and shit, and he was like, it's fucked up, blah, 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 it's fucked up. He says one thing, he does another, and da, da, da. And I'm like... I just let him fucking talk. I was like, because I knew he was pissed. I'm like, right. You know, I'm not even going to fucking say anything. Whatever, dude. And I was totally going to give him a ride into town and drop him off somewhere. And I was, you know,
He started getting way out of control and just screaming and shit.
Yeah, he started freaking out. And that's when I fucking blew up at him. I said, look, dude, you owe me a shit ton more money than you fucking think you do, dude.
Right.
And he's like, well, what the fuck do you mean by that? And I'm like, dude, how long was I without my fucking car?
Yeah, and that, see, I didn't
know. I'm like, 3 months, man, and my car's still not fucking fixed. And I've taken it to a shop 3 different fucking times from that point on. I was like, dude, I had to borrow money from my parents and have them give me rides and have them loan me a truck.
And to
have
this
them give
day,
me gas money.
It's still not right from
no.
that. So, yeah, it just, and see, I didn't know all of that, and that's what... We should have talked about it more, but he was standing out on the porch, and I just, all I had in my mind was, okay, let him stay here, and the money you owe him is gone, and that's the end of it. And that's all I was thinking about.
And he was like, well, what about all that stuff I gave you? And I'm like, dude, it was some bunk-ass fucking swag. I couldn't sell if I tried.
And that's why I heard over the phone, he's like, man, I could flip that. I could get like $800 for that shit. It's like ripping people off, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I don't know. It just pissed me off. And then we got outside, and I was fucking yelling at him. I'm like, no, you know what? Fuck you. And he's like, well, I tried to make it up to you and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you know what? Money and weed is not going to fucking make it up to me. You put me through some shit, dude. I am fucking still pissed about it. And I tried to fucking help you out. And you're unappreciative. And you're pissing me the fuck off. And you know what? I was going to buy you a fucking bus ticket on Wednesday or whatever. But no, fuck you.
And
he's like, whoa, wait a minute.
Right. Oh, okay. In that case. And that's what was really making me mad about it is that it was causing me and you to argue about it. And we had like such an awesome fucking weekend. Everything was so great. And then we get home from my mom's house and this kid is in our fucking driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, from that point on, like me and her were not like arguing, but just we weren't happy texting back and forth. Like it was
I got
pretty
the
much
text messages.
It was pretty much an pull them up, read them. I don't care. But it was pretty much like we started fucking arguing because of this kid. And so the easiest thing I could think of, I said it last night when we were in bed. I'm like, you know what? When I get paid, I'll just buy him a fucking bus ticket because you owe him money and we'll get him the fuck out of here. And you're like, don't do that. That shit's expensive. And it was just bad fucking situation. Like, don't fucking... You had a chance and you fucked up hanging out with some girl that also lives at the homeless shelter. And he has a girl he's supposed to be going back to in New York, and he's out here fucking around with some homeless chick. Like, have some fucking respect for yourself or something. If you knew that if I get kicked out of here, I was lucky to find a bed here because all the other fucking places were full and this place was damn near full. Like, I would be on my best fucking behavior if I knew that it was either this place or I'm on the streets. But I think he started getting kind of lax once he knew that maybe he'd have a chance to stay here.
Yeah. I don't know.
And that's what MDS says. The moral is don't make your life miserable for 2 weeks for a measly $200. Yeah. Basically. So
I don't know. But I told him, I said, you know what? If you fucking just stay away from me and don't ever come back into my fucking life, meet me at on Wednesday at the bus depot and I will fucking buy you a bus ticket out of here to get the fuck out of my life. And I told him, I said, if you fucking come back, I will fucking kill you.
And he left?
He left. And well, you know what? I made him ride his bike. I went back to town.
Good, good.
So, and he still has to get $8 to get his ID. And if he fucking comes to the damn bus depot without his ID, I won't buy him a bus ticket.
Yeah. I mean, dude, you can only, people like this, you can only help so much. They have to help themselves. And if you're out and you know the place you live at has a fucking curfew, obey that shit. Like, you're out just fucking around at the lake and you lost the place you were living at because of that. Like, I don't know. To me, that seems so, you know, fucking stupid to me that...
I have a good, like... I want to call his dad because I have the number on my phone now. I want to call his dad and be like, you know what? I'm about ready to pay for your fucking son to come home to you. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy him a bus ticket to here, and you buy him the bus ticket from there to you.
And that's what I said when we were talking about him. I'm like, well, what about his parents? Like, why do we have to be the ones that have to help this kid out? Where the fuck are his parents at, you know? Like, you had the kid, obviously.
And his dad is a no-good piece of shit. So I mean, seriously, like, he's a fucking schmuck.
He called his dad while he was here.
Yeah, and I even talked to him. I was like, dude, your son is on my couch. What the fuck? And he's like, well, what am I supposed to do? I don't have the cash and blah, blah, blah. Evidently, he's remarried and got a couple kids or whatever, and he really loves those kids and totally shuns Zach.
If it's your son, exactly, like, you would find a way. Get a loan. Get a payday loan. Do something. It's not, how much is a fucking bus ticket?
$161.
That ain't shit. I mean, it's over $100. It's a lot of money if you don't have it. But if it was your son and he was across country, you would figure out a way to get $150 fucking bucks to get him there. It's your son. And that just, it pissed me off that he has parents. I could understand if they were dead.
I know.
Why is this disconnecting? Fuck. But yeah, I can understand if they were dead or something, but like, you have parents. Don't, it is just stupid. It's fucking stupid.
I'm done with it until Wednesday. And if he shows up without that ID and he's like, hey, I really need you to take me down and get my ID, I'm going to be like, you know what? Fuck it. Sleep under a fucking bridge for all I care.
Yeah.
I told you, it's $8. You can't come up with $8.
And that's
in
what
a couple
I'm saying.
Days.
Help yourself some. Don't come over here bumming fucking cigarettes and need a place to stay because you got kicked out and this and that. Like, it's just, you can't help people like that. And that's who ends up being fucking living in the homeless camps and eating at the fucking Goodwill place for the rest of their lives because mm-hmm. they don't fucking care. So if they don't care, why should we have to care? And I tried. I really did. But as soon as I found out that you didn't owe him money, like, that was it. I was like, fuck this, dude. So
I almost feel like I shouldn't even buy him the bus ticket because it just aggravates me so much.
It is. And we were arguing because of this. And that's fucking bullshit, you know? We should argue because we have our own problems, not because of some kid can't get his fucking shit together.
Yeah. So.
Just bad fucking shit all the way around. And I just, like I said, I got that uncomfortable, bad feeling, and I was like, this isn't going to be good. So,
yeah,
that was it. Okay, Red Fox says the camera's angry and wants you to change topics. That's
probably
why it keeps disconnecting. So, is Mike... Hello, you're live on the Jam Hole. Please be Mike and not Josh.
Yo.
Yo. Is this Mike and not Josh?
This is Mike.
Oh, what's all going right. on? This is Mike
what's
Boudet,
going?
Everybody, from erratotoys.com.
Well, hello.
Is now a good time? Is now a good time?
Now is a perfect time.
Yeah, that was great. A great little downer there before that. That's great. Fantastic.
I know. So, everyone, go buy dildos and sex toys now for the people that you're not fucking.
Right.
So, this is the guy who initially, we got a package. If you guys listened to the show a while ago, and it was a big purple dong, and we had no idea who sent it, and then Braden was like, oh, yeah, I told him to send that for me.
By the way, Danny owes me $800 for the purple dildo.
Oh, okay, what? Nice. we'll just send you some swag, and we'll call it even.
Right.
Sounds good.
So I was totally going to have questions and shit, and I heard you on the Hotcakes podcast, and they totally asked every possible question that I could ever think of. So my question is, what's your favorite podcast? Is it this one, or is it that one, or what? Because I see you on all of them.
No, man. It's got to be the Jam Hole.
That's right. Thank you very much. Erotic Toys. So I did actually have one question besides that one for me. What do you think of this whole AdamandEve.com thing?
Is there a thing?
Well, are you familiar with them? Because it seems like a lot of the shows that I came up in this game listening to are sponsored by them now. Sick and Wrong. Distorted View was the first one to do it, I believe, and then Sick and Wrong, and Keith and the Girl is doing it now, and they seem like, are they your competition?
Nobody Likes Onions does it, too. Yeah.
Are you serious?
They're kind of, they're all up in the podcast thing, too.
So
they stuck.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
If you want to get spam to all hell, and you want to get just all kinds of, you know, porn in your mailbox and spam in your inbox, then go ahead and order something from them.
Nice.
That's what they do.
So they make money not only from sales of the goods, but then they sell your shit to spamless.
Well, I think I haven't seen that yet. Mostly they're the spamless. They spam.
I got it.
Keep sending you stuff, unsolicited mail, over and over and over again. And it's usually just, you know, pornographic and all that stuff.
Right.
We try to stay away from that. We try to, like, keep it, you know, discreet, because that's kind of what you want when you're ordering a fucking vibrator.
Right. You don't want to get a fleshlight in the mail, and maybe you have a shared email address with your wife, and maybe you might not want her to know about that. And now all of a sudden she's like, honey, we need to talk, and there's, like, an inbox full of shit.
That might not be a good situation.
Yeah, could cause you to get divorced, perhaps.
Yep.
So, I have to say, I don't know, you've been listening to the show, that I am very, very, very pleased with the fleshlight.
He's got to send me something cool now, because I'm being left out. I'm not using that purple dong.
Yes, you cannot use the purple dong.
You should have given that to Zach as payment for, you know.
Yeah, you should have been like, here, dude, this is for you.
This is worth some cash. Here,
so how long have you been around in this game?
We're young. We've been around since the beginning of this year.
So you're just a young buck startup company.
Yep.
So is this
we're still learning the ropes and everything. We're going out to a convention in L.A. in about a week, next Friday. So
nice.
It's gonna be our first convention. It's gonna be lots of fun, I hope, and we're gonna meet a lot of the people that also do what we do.
That's good. See the new products and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they'll probably pick up some new stuff out there and add to our inventory.
So, you know, we have that listener, the Fleshlight Kid, and he was requesting, like, this special fleshlight. Like, do they make different kinds that the insides are shaped different? Or, like, what's the deal with that shit?
Yeah, they have, like, I guess three or four porn stars that they contract with, Tara Patrick being one of them, where they make the fleshlight a particular shape and all that. I'm not exactly sure if it's really molded or anything like that, but it's endorsed by, you know, the celebrity. So
right, because I was under the impression that it was an actual, like, it was their vagina, and then I was thinking, like, why would you want a porn star's twat? Like, that thing would be the equivalent to the purple dong. Like, what the fuck would you want that for?
Yeah, you might as well like try to use a jar of mayonnaise.
Yeah,
that point, I
guess. I heard that's what when I was a kid, my friend, he was always a little older than us. He always used to tell us that having sex with a pregnant chick, like a chick after she had a kid, was like that, a jar of mayonnaise, warm. And like ever since he told me that, I was always just like, oh, that's like, it's always in my head whenever I see pregnant chicks. I'm like, man, your twat is going to be nasty after that. So sad.
Well, it does go back.
Yes.
And well, I don't, the fleshlight you're talking about, the one, the Tara Patrick one, it, the inside of it is all like this weird rigid pattern. So if she's actually like that, then hey, that's pretty damn cool.
That is pretty cool. Like, it's like implants and
but
shit.
But you know what? I think what it is it's the fleshlight is, on the outside is to resemble their twat, not the inside. Because you know damn well that it's not going to be that tight after doing that for a fucking living for that long. They're using like a mold of a 12-year-old Asian chick's vagina. That's what it is.
So they have a sweatshop just full of little 12-year-old Asian chicks that they're like pouring mold. That's gross, Danny.
Yeah, well, you know.
So
I'm just going to stay away from all that.
Yeah, that's cool. Just, yeah. So going back to the whole podcast sponsor thing, like it sounds like they actually are paying them to do that, and then if they have a certain amount of traffic, they'll renew it. Like, they couldn't be possibly paying them all that much money, though. It just, I don't know, it just doesn't seem worth it to me. Like, I would rather make friends with a person that's doing it, like, you know, we have done, than have this big company that's like, oh, I'll give you 3 cents a fucking hit or whatever, you know?
You guys are getting up there. You might be contacted soon. So.
Really? If they do,
you let me know. Yeah, you let me know how much they want to pay you.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll lead them in like I was fishing, and then we'll just be like, yeah, you can go fuck yourself, actually. You heard of erototoys.com? Because that's where we're with. I will, too. Like, I'm all about trying to turn this show into something that makes money and stuff, but, like, I have loyalty, and you are our friend. They are just some... They are something I am getting really fucking sick of hearing in the shows I listen to. So I would have, no matter, I mean, if they gave me like $1 million, sorry, bro. But other than that, like, yeah.
You know, knowing this guy a little bit personally, you know, and him, you know, just being really cool and sending us cool shit
to
and whatever.
Fuck, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no, yeah. I'd take him over everything, dude. He's pretty badass. And he's cool enough to call us and talk to us personally. That puts, you know, that's a better vibe on the whole thing than someone sending a thing saying, hey.
If you guys ever want to come down to Miami and crash it at my place, you know, just as long as you don't mess up my car, you can hang out.
Hey, I don't wreck cars. That's not me.
I don't wreck cars either.
That's crazy because I went to rehab down in Miami at the summer house. I was probably right down by there.
Oh.
Well, I was born and raised in Sarasota.
Next time you're down, definitely give a holler.
Yeah, for sure. So, is this like your main business now?
Yeah, actually, I have another business, also another online business, which is an internet security business.
But, ooh, but you're not doing like an 8 to 5 like me and Danny have to do.
I do like more like 8 to 2 in the morning kind of
right.
Thing, every
you,
day.
Like, you do with that what we would do with the show if this is all we did. It would just be constant.
Yeah, I don't sleep much. I don't take weekends off. I just work pretty much all the time.
Nice. So. But see, if it's doing something you really believe in and you love to do, then it doesn't seem like work. It's like, oh, I'm playing around on the computer pretty much.
Oh, totally. I mean, I wouldn't do anything else. I love this.
I have to work for a corporate butthole. So.
Yeah, that totally sucks. So tell us a little story about how you got started with this. Like, it seems like technology, every industry benefits from technology, and it seems in the sex industry, not like prostitutes, but toys, like the greatest thing they've really come out with was the real doll, but that shit is really fucking expensive, you know? So are you like, I don't know, what drew you to this?
Well, you know, I started... Like, I've always wanted to do something online. Like, I've been, first of all, I've been online since, you know, the Mac 2 SE. I can't even remember what the hell it was called. But, you know, the very beginning of the internet, I was there. I was, you know, dicking around with the chat boards and all that stuff. And I've always done something online. I used to work at, had a crappy desk job at AT&T about 3 or 4 years ago, and I was just thinking of something I could do, and I had some experience with like affiliate marketing and advertising and all that. I had a buddy that I had always talked to about starting a business with, and he had some cash that he could put towards it. And a
little startup fund.
So, yeah, so we started like kind of brainstorming about what we could do, and we needed things that fit certain criteria.
Right.
And it happened to, it just accidentally happened to be this. Hmm. So, you know,
nothing sells better than sex.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it was weird. It's just a great business. We looked around. We looked at the other people that were doing it, the other competitors, and we're like, these guys suck. They're doing everything completely wrong, and we can do it better.
You did pretty much what we did with podcasting. We're just like, man, that seems like something we could totally do and do it well. Like, let's fucking do it.
Yeah, and, you know, speaking of that, I don't know if I could ever really become a true Jamhole fan because you guys put out two-hour shows every other day, and I'm having lots of trouble catching up with, you know, your back catalog there. It's, like, impossible.
I always think of that, too. Like, I go into starting a show. I'm like, all right, we're going to do this one an hour, maybe an hour 20, and that's it. And then it always, like, something ends up happening or we get on something. It's like I don't go back. Like, I think some shows will go back and edit it down to try and get it at an hour. But I'm like, fuck it. If we do a two-hour show 3 days a week, that's like doing a one-hour show 5 days a week. Boom. Done and done.
Yep.
Yeah, I need to find the time to go back. I mean, I've been trying.
And
I've been really, really trying.
Honestly, you're not missing much. Anything from like 20 back, I wouldn't even worry about it. But, you know, if you're bored, definitely. Other than that, yeah, don't worry about it. But that's good. I would much rather be in your camp than anyone else's. I enjoy reading your stuff online, and your site is very well put together. I've looked at some other sites like that, and I don't know. It seems very cookie cutter, very corporate-ish looking. It's like, I don't know. Being in a small town like this, everyone here is all about like helping out individuals, not big corporate entities. Not to sound like a fucking hippie or anything, but it's good to keep money with people you know.
Well, I definitely appreciate all you guys have done. I mean, you've talked about us several times on the show. I really do appreciate it. We all do.
So, yeah, man,
we can't help it now with that fucking fleshlight.
I know. I can't help myself. Send lube. Oh, the other thing I was going to ask you, do you do anything like, I know a lot of ladies around here, usually the bigger ones, but they're into these pleasure parties. Do you guys do that kind of shit down there where all the chicks that aren't getting laid all get together and they're like, look at the toys and...
Oof. No, we're going to start up a program soon.
Okay, well, when you do that, you let us know, because we want to do something like that, but not with fat chicks that aren't getting laid, with hot, sexy people that are having lots of hot sex.
I actually used to do pleasure parties in Florida.
When you were fat?
No, I was never fat in Florida.
Right, okay.
But with Sharla, the chick that's in the jerk bank, she was an agent for this pleasure company. And we would go out and do these pleasure parties and shit. And it's basically a Tupperware party with dildos.
Yeah, because what I was thinking is doing that, but then, like, streaming it live and having people pay to watch this happen.
Oh,
but that's why it wouldn't be fat chicks. You know, it'd be hot people.
Well, the ones we did and stuff, like, there was a couple fat chicks or whatever. It's usually the fat chick that wants to host it.
Right, yeah,
but then
all
of her cool hot friends come in.
That's true,
and you slap a dildo fucking crown on their head, and they're like,
it's like when the vagina spiders were here, I pointed out the dildo, and they instantly turned into little girls. They're like, oh, look at this.
Girls will do the same thing with anything that vibrates or looks like a penis.
Yep.
So,
thanks for the call, dude. You keep sending me shit to fuck, and I will keep fucking it and telling people
it is. You should,
and her too. It's her turn next.
Awesome. When you guys get that video you keep talking about ready, send it our way. We'll sell it on Rada Toys.
Nice. We could do that.
Oh yeah.
There's our outlet right there.
Hmm.
Oh, and by the way, I ordered the CD and the shirt and all that. So, and I'm going to mail you my address because it's not right. No one on there.
Really? Well, thank you very much. We will. I'll send that out as soon as she gets paid. No, I'm kidding. I'll send it out tomorrow. Right on, man. Well, thanks for the call. It's good to have someone like you on our side. And, yeah, we will keep it up.
Yeah, you're the guy with dildos. I love you. Which I don't have
take
one
care,
yet,
guys.
So.
Later, Mike.
Have a good night.
Good night. You too. I love that dude, man. He's great. He's pretty cool. He's personable, which I like.
Yeah, it's like a real person.
Yeah,
it's
he's not some corporate asshole.
I am here to sell lots of sex toys.
It's right.
Like, no,
it's not,
if you guys,
not some pop-up on your screen that happens all the
time.
Yeah, no.
He's like, if you guys want to come down to Miami and live on my yacht, like, come on down.
Take it. Let's go.
I'm packing right now. Not even kidding.
I really like him, though. He's really cool.
Mike Boudet, everybody. Erototoys.com for all of your sexy time needs.
Be pretty cool if he could be our first sponsor.
Yeah, I think he kind of is already.
Yeah, well,
not like monetary, but like things I can put my dick in. I'm all about that. I don't give a fuck. I would much rather use something like that and that I actually enjoy than get a script from a fucking company and be like, are you having too much credit card debt? Call 1-800-343-777. You know, like, fuck that shit.
I just, you know, think it's fun to just plug these guys, you know, all the time. Be like, you know, the fleshlight I got from Arado Toys.
I think it's fun to plug that all the time.
Well, yeah, dude. I mean, and rather than getting a script, like you were saying, you know, the credit card debt thing and whatnot.
Yeah, oh my God.
We could just make our own thing about it. Be like, dude, look at this. This is what I got from there. It's amazing. Go there. Buy their shit.
I know. It's so great. It's like a real twat. Yeah. But yeah, and that's what the other day, like, I was listening to Keith and the Girl, and they did their first ad, and then all of a sudden I hear him talking about looking at porn online, and I'm like, this isn't right. This doesn't feel right. And all of a sudden he's like, I get all my DVDs from AdamandEve.com, and I'm like, fuck! 3 ads in 1 1-hour show? Are you fucking kidding? And I understand you guys were the first to do it, and you got to make that cash because it's your job. But I don't know. To me, it hurts, man. A piece of me dies every time, because when that insurance commercial or that credit card debt commercial comes on, mm-hmm. I recite that fucker word for fucking word.
Like
when
I do with Beetlejuice.
Jesse's in the truck with me and we're listening to podcasts and it comes on, I look at him and I recite the whole fucking thing and he's like, he does it with me. It's like, oh my God, dude, it sucks so bad. Well, please stop doing that. And it was great. I Twittered like one line from it. And, like, 2 other people Twittered the next
rest
2 lines. Yeah. And then, like, I Twittered something, and Suge Bear was like, that's the bad news. And then someone else did the next one. I was like, oh, fuck.
It's kind of like when I first got on MySpace, there was this thing, a bulletin saying, if you can finish this, you're definitely a 90s kid. And it started out in West Philadelphia, born and raised. And like everybody just went for the whole fucking song, dude.
Y'all home, smell you later.
I was like, ah, fuck.
And that's what it's like that head-on thing. Yeah. Like, and Ask a Ninja did that. And I was totally thinking of doing that. Like, the jam hole, apply directly to your forehead, you know? And then I saw Ask a Ninja do it. And I was like, holy shit.
Damn it.
Me. I know. Fucking crazy. All right, well, what's the time? We should probably
1:26.
Yeah. Ah, fuck.
You got so much news
I know,
to do,
I
don't
got
ya?
Such good news stories.
you
know
do?
What?
What?
We have to do an extra show.
We do.
To make 250 fall on September 25th.
We have to eat at your parents' house tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we can't do it tomorrow.
I was going to say,
fuck!
We can do it tomorrow.
Fuck.
How about we do it,
All right, well, let me read one of these stories. You can read one you got, and then we'll get the fuck out of here.
Right.
God damn it.
Fuck.
I really was excited about this.
Well, pick your best one.
Well, can I just mention this real quick? Sarah Palin, I guess, has a Twitter account, and she finally, and I mean, we all fucking knew. See, Red Fox says just keep going, and I'm really tempted to. It's still pretty early. It's only 10:30.
How long is this podcast is going to be forever long?
Yeah,
though.
I know. People don't have those attention spans. Maybe we'll just do the stories for an after show, and we'll record it just for fun. But anyway, Sarah Palin has a Twitter account, and she finally showed everyone how fucking batshit nuts she is. And I mean, if you didn't already know, like, God, that bitch is fucking crazy.
Uh-huh.
She finally came out and did it. And insane Sarah Palin, late at night on July 4th, threatens to sue the entire internet. You're hearing this correctly. The entire internet.
There is,
like,
not one single person responsible for that, whole, lady.
The whole thing. Everyone that is logged on with an IP address at that time, she's going to sue via Twitter.
The world, basically.
Sarah, Twitter isn't actually the whole internet. I don't know if, you know, you're, what do they have, advisors?
Yeah, I don't
fire
know.
That guy right now. But, like, on the Friday show, we were talking about how she resigned from the governor, and, like, nobody saw that coming. And then some people were saying, watch her, because something's going to come out, and that's going to be the reason why she quit. Like, something fucked up, you mm-hmm. know? So, this goes on. How did you spend the 4th of July? Maybe having a barbecue, this and that. Batshit insane American quitter Sarah Palin ended her own special Independence Day by posting a series of desperate grammar challenge nonsense and vicious threats on her Facebook and Twitter pages. Really? It says that. Like, really? And then the guy was like, really?
Really?
She seriously did this.
Like,
and then,
for reals.
It's awesome. In parentheses, it's like, also, Sarah, you idiot, when did you plan to give up your Twitter name, a.k.a. Gov Sarah Palin, because, you know, you just quit being governor?
Oh.
Oh, God, that's so amazing. And he thanks America for not, you know, getting her into the White House by, you know, via the vice presidency with, what's his fuckface? McCain.
What's his fuckface?
So after crazily quitting her elected position as governor of Alaska via an alarming backyard last-minute press conference, void of any explanation at the classic 4 p.m. hour of the Friday holiday news dump, Sarah Palin is now twatting on the Twitter about how her Anchorage attorney are going to sue the American media for saying WTF? Like,
what?
Really? So, according to her, David Letterman molests her children with his mouth, rapes them, excuse me, pardon my face, rapes her children with his mouth, and the American media should be sued for saying WTF.
What the fuck?
Her link goes to, of course, Scientologist nut and subliterate weirdo Greta Van Susteren's blog on FoxNews.com, where Greta was helpfully posted 7 pages of legal threats from Palin's lawyers, although you can't actually read beyond the first vague page of whining bullshit because Greta and Fox can't figure out how to use the internet, of course. But from other websites, we gather Palin's lawyers plan lawsuits against MSNBC, the New York Times, the Huffington Post, the Washington Post, individual bloggers in Alaska. Probably Josh from Big Mouth Podcast is getting sued. and other such anti-Palin forces such as Rain on Your Wedding Day and Static Cling. Sarah Palin, a snowbilly grifter who spent her entire adult life desperately trying to become a public figure, apparently wants her attorneys to stupidly and pointlessly threaten American practitioners of free speech regarding our public figures and elected officials. Happy 4th of July, you daft racist moron.
Wow.
That is amazing. I'm sorry.
X86 says turn your Skype on.
My Skype is on. What are you talking about?
No idea.
Okay.
Thought I'd mention
well,
it.
Well, thank you for pointing that out. Learn how to use Skype, the Saint X86. 406-204-4687 or Skype the jam hole, all lowercase, all one word. So I'm sorry, I just had to, that is so amazing that lady, and to this day I still see people driving around with McCain Palin stickers on it. And she almost was our boss, our leader of our country. Like, how sad would that have been?
She's insane.
She's nuts. Totally nuts. And people are like, no, she's totally great. She's a hockey mom. She got hit in the head with a hockey puck a few times, I think. Unbelievable.
I think.
That just blew my fucking mind. So, why don't you read what you have there?
Which one do you want? You want the penis one or the baby one?
I want you to hold on for a sec because we have a caller from... Oh, no, we don't. Never mind. Go, please.
Okay. Baby or penis?
Baby.
Baby.
Yes.
Okay. Woman left. Oh, wait.
Pardon?
This one is called.
Thank you.
I was fucked that up.
Almost.
Woman left newborn in portable toilet, police say.
Nice.
We've in a heard porta of... potty, a port-o-let.
Oh, not even. She didn't have. Wow. Usually.
No, this is like one of those construction.
Like a hole.
Like a hole.
Right.
With the blue shit in the bottom and the turds and the piss floating.
Yeah, because usually what I was going to say is we hear about these left in like normal toilets, like in a McDonald's restroom, perhaps on an airplane.
No.
This is the first one.
This is in a porta potty.
In an outhouse.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Have you ever seen the construction where they've got the porta potties all set up on the truck bed that they pull in?
Yeah, this I know is what that. A porta potty is. Thanks. Yeah. I live in Montana.
Right. A 44-year-old Maryland woman faces charges of child abuse after police say she gave birth in a portable toilet and dropped the newborn into the waste tank.
Now, did she know that she was pregnant? Because we've also read stories of that.
We're like, getting there.
What's wrong with me? Well, you're going into labor. I'm what?
Like, what?
Is your name Sarah Palin?
After exiting the portable toilet in Long Wharf Park in Cambridge, Candy, that's her name.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Do you know who your baby daddy is? Probably
Candy
not.
Candy Vigneri got a cigarette from a construction worker and sat at the picnic table, police LT Wayne Bronswell said.
Okay.
As she sat, a male passerby approached the toilet by the chick. And the chick warned him, don't go in there. I just had a baby in there.
She said, really?
Yeah.
I would have expected the classic fucking line, don't go in there for about 30 minutes. I hate when
the man immediately called 911. The chick returned to the toilet and retrieved the newborn from the foul liquid at the base of the tank. The baby was unresponsive and covered with a blue antibacterial chemical agent.
Well, at least it was clean.
When emergency responders reached the scene, police said.
Am I right or am I right?
What?
I say at least it was clean.
Not really.
No?
No.
That shit all... Well, I mean, minus the fecal matter, but,
dude,
you know.
The poop and the piss and all that.
That's the same blue stuff the barbers use to put their combs in and shit to keep it clean?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
No. This is like a gelish, nasty stuff.
Got it.
The chick told officers that she didn't know she was pregnant.
Booyah! Go!
Victory lap. Oh, my God.
Go!
Oh, God. He's still Woo! Going. He's still going. Oh, man. Ding.
I win.
You win. And you just got up in the camera,
Episode 214. I win. This guy right here.
You always win.
Thank you.
She was arrested Wednesday on charges of child abuse and reckless endangerment and is being held on a $50,000 bond.
Which I'm sure she will have a check written out for right away.
The baby is in stable condition at their hospital there. Whatever, Dorchester County Social Services will take control of the newborn after she is released from the hospital. So she's not getting the kid either way.
Well, that's probably good. Yes, yeah. Caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. Holla.
Baby is in stable condition.
Yeah, my friend was just telling me a story about being on coke for a week and living in my brother's garage. We were running around and shit, you know, and like in combination with ecstasy.
No, it was just ecstasy.
That sucks. I've been there.
I've been there too.
I think we all been there. What's
cocaine
going on, man? Who's this?
Crazy shit.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, this is Carrie. And you're on TV or some shit right now, sort of, whatever.
Right on.
I
see you on Facebook.
Really? Someone tells me this isn't live.
This is live right now. What's going on?
Wow. Okay. Well, I've consumed a large amount of beer.
Nice.
Feeling really good tonight, you know? And shit. And, well, I'm calling into some dude. I kind of know this guy. He's a great guy, I think.
I am. That's what I've been told. All right. Well, thanks for the call, man. We're going to get back to the show. Holla back. Fantastic.
All right.
I love it when... I think the drunk dial line is after the show when you leave a message, not like live. But I appreciate
the call.
Amusing. I appreciate the call either way. And no, that is not Zach. Red Fox says, I need a call screener. Yeah, I need a lot of things, Red Fox.
Right. You blow on this before you dial that number, please.
That being the least of which.
Yeah, but that was pretty much it for that story. I liked it because she left it in a portalet, man.
She didn't know. That's what you think she did.
I wonder if she's a fat, skanky bitch, you know?
Well, when they say that, some of them I can believe, but in this one, when she had the baby, when she told the guy, she's like, you don't want to go in there, I just had a baby.
Why would you tell him?
Yeah, I would just...
I'd be like, fuck, I don't
I'd be
know.
Like,
I
hey,
saw some other chick go in there a minute ago.
Hey, dude, why did you put that baby in there? That's not nice.
Yeah, I know,
you
know, right?
Like, totally flip it around and then get the fuck out of there.
Right, right.
ASAP. All right, this one is called Teen Bites Off Internet Adversary's Ear.
What?
This is right along with our whole punch in the face business we would like to start. I'm not. You guys know what the fuck that is. A 19-year-old German woman has been arrested for biting off the ear of a 27-year-old woman following an argument in an internet chat room. After the online dispute, the older woman turned up at the 19-year-old's door in Cologne late Thursday and proceeded to hit her with a beer bottle. In the ensuing scuffle, the younger woman then bit the other's ear.
Nice.
Yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. Holla.
Okay, this is Karim Abdul Akhm Muhammad. I believe you just hung up on me. I'm going to send 6 GB in missiles at your TP and shit, man. I do not appreciate this.
Wow, you are drunk. No, see, we're trying
we're
doing a show here. What's going on?
I not speak much English. I'm from foreign country. Okay. I give
spoke
three
clear English the last
I'm
call.
I don't have time for that this late in the show. And because of that, now no one gets to use it. I'm just kidding. How about just that person doesn't get to use it?
Okay.
So, anyone else that's not a drunken mess right now can give us a call, 406-204-4687. Just try and have something intelligible to say. Okay. So, did you get that?
Got it.
19-year-old German chick, 27-year-old woman, internet chat room.
Right.
I'm going to actually go to your house.
I am pissed now.
With a beer bottle.
Right.
And crack it over your fucking head.
Right.
The ear, quote, then was partially ripped off following a movement of the head. Like, she had that shit in her mouth. The chick, like, was like, oh, fuck. And then there went the ear.
Whoa.
And that fucking sucks for
you,
dude.
That's awesome.
That is pretty awesome that, like, she got so pissed
because
of words on the internet that now I'm at your house in person.
Well, it's probably her friend or some shit, you know, and they're in the chat, and she's like, what? You slept with my man?
Oh, snap.
I know where you live, bitch. I'll be there in 10.
Yep. To defend herself against further attacks, the younger woman injured her adversary with a knife. Police arrested the 19-year-old, who will now stand trial on charges of grievous bodily harm. The older woman's ear was sewn back on in a hospital, but she also faces criminal proceedings. It was unclear what the argument was about. Anyone want to take any wild fucking guesses? That's so amazing.
That'd be pretty cool. I'd be like, hey, look, I got my ear bitten off. You see that scar?
I say give them both 20 years. In the same cell. And just, hey, you guys, work it out. Like, just a cell, no weapons, you know, just themselves, work it out.
Oh, my God.
I'm
that
done.
Would be great.
I'm
I would put a video camera in there and watch.
Yeah. Yeah, and then stream it. Get
stream
a subscription.
That shit live.
Get a subscription shit going on, and then fucking done. That's all. You just made some money. How awesome is that shit? All right, well, I got... I got one more that I really want to read. Actually, do you want to read the penis one?
I can read the penis
Please,
one if
read
you would
the
like.
Penis one.
Okay, this one is called Woman Blasts Off Boyfriend's Penis with Firecrackers. I kind of like this one because it's close to the 4th of July thing.
Of course, and after the 4th,
penis.
Always good stories come out. I believe Josh from Big Mouths ran through the majority of them, but, you know, I don't think he got this one.
No.
Maybe he did, I don't remember.
I don't know, I didn't get to listen to the whole episode.
I tuned out. I do, though, I have to say I liked it better when it was just him and the fat man. It was very much entertaining.
It was very entertaining. Because Nikki was not there.
Three or four people, it's like, I don't know.
Everyone likes to talk over themselves, and it really kind of aggravates me because Chrissy will say, or Nikki will say something. I fucking do that every time. I call her Chrissy. Yeah. Nikki will chime in and say something while Joe is saying something else, and then she'll stop, but then he'll keep going, and then she'll go,
and then it's
wait,
silence.
I totally meant to do this. And she'll say this, and then it's fucking quiet, and then Josh is like, what the fuck?
Yep, exactly.
And that really sucks, man.
And then he ends the show, and that's
the
Big Mouse
podcast.
Yeah,
he's like, you know what, I'm fucking done. Get your guys together, please,
oh,
Josh.
Oh, fantastic.
Anyway.
And people are asking in the chat how to call. No more drunk calls, please. Okay.
Yeah.
I am taking calls, just not from that last caller.
All right.
Okay.
A Russian woman got so upset by the news that her boyfriend...
Wait, what was this one called?
This one was called Woman Blasts Off Boyfriend's Penis with Firecrackers. Got it?
Got it.
Okay.
Penis, firecrackers.
Blown off.
Go.
By girlfriend.
Right.
A Russian woman got so upset by the news that her boyfriend intended to leave her that she tied several firecrackers to his penis and exploded them.
While he was asleep?
I'll get there.
Oh, sorry. I'm just thinking, like, man, if I see you coming at me with firecrackers and that crazy look in your eye, you ain't getting anywhere.
I'm fucking running.
Nowhere near my dick, even
no
if you're
way.
Like, oh, no, honey, I'm just going to suck it. Like, uh-uh. I've seen
There's
this show before.
There's a pretty good story behind this.
I've seen this before.
All right. The 33-year-old victim, identified as Alec, had lived with the woman whose name was reported as Kira for about 2 years. But when the girlfriend started suggesting that they should marry, the man refused and said that he would rather return to his wife with whom he already had a son.
Ouch. This is why you don't date chicks that have kids unless the kids are yours.
Right. Well, no, the woman that he was with didn't have a child, but his ex has his son.
Right.
And the new chick is like, I want to get married. He's like, fuck that, dude. I'm going back home to my real baby mama. Whatever. All that stupid crap. When Alex started moving out, Kira suggested they had one last farewell dinner.
Mm-hmm.
After a hearty meal and some heavy drinking, Alec fell asleep.
Oh, see? And this has happened.
This is your mistake, why?
I've seen this movie, bitch. I'm not, oh, one last meal. Oh, really? And then you're just going to let me leave and go back to my wife that I've, no, fuck that shit. I ain't that dumb, but I am hungry. I'll take it to go. Fucking idiot.
The girlfriend tied several firecrackers to Alec's penis and exploded them. The man was rushed to intensive care and doctors are reported to be fighting for his life. Even if the man survives, the girl will face up to 12 years in prison.
Even if the man survives, he's gonna beg you to kill him because
he has no penis.
No cock.
No penis.
What would you do without a dick?
I don't know.
I would not be fucking.
I'd buy a dildo.
If I had no dick, I would actually not need erototoys.com. That sucks,
oh,
dude.
Man. Yeah, that does suck, dude. Really bad. But I thought that was a pretty cool story. So.
Yeah, that is fantastic.
Like, holy
shit. Thank you very much for that. So, you know how there's always those signs that are like, they're like God talking to you? Like, they're quotes from God, like, I meant that about the not killing or whatever.
Hey, wait. Red Fox says, take the purple dong and explode it with big fireworks and film it.
Like a sparkler bomb?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't feel like I should destroy it,
I know.
Though.
I kind of like
it. It's a cool
it,
gift.
It really pulls together
the bookshelf
feng shui
over there.
Of the bookshelf.
It's very nice.
I really like it there.
And any chick that comes over here, you know.
I will rape her
randomly
with it.
Hand that to them. Here you go. If you can take this, you're my hero.
Oh, man. But, yeah, basically, like, there's all these religious signs everywhere. We have them all over the place here. They'll either be quotes from God or they're, like, the Ten Commandments just laid out there because, you know, all religious people follow those. So, a while ago, these people started kind of counteracting that, these atheists, and they were putting up signs that were like, hey, don't worry, God doesn't exist. And, you know, things like that. Free speech.
Realists.
If you can have religious ones saying God is real, then we can have them saying, no, he's not. Well, in Florida here, there's a lady that is totally pissed about it and is like going to the county and the community and being like, we want this removed because it's offensive to Christians. And it's like, you don't see
your Christianity fucking billboards are offensive to atheists.
Exactly. And you don't see atheists going around telling you that, like, hey, take these down because they're offensive. No, because we don't give a shit.
It's
because
fine.
We know that it's not real. But you can't handle seeing that. So now you being the Christian has to go around and be like, oh, take that down because it's offensive to me. Because you say being a good person doesn't require God. Don't believe in God. You're not alone. Oh, that's
and
offensive.
That's all that it says.
That's offensive.
And that is not
that's offensive.
Horrible at all.
It's not like saying zombie Jesus fucked your face.
Or,
like
you
that,
know, God doesn't exist. Why don't you just go fuck yourself?
I could see that being offensive.
Oh, man.
Zombie Jesus fucked your mom. That
I mean,
also,
if it said straight up, you know, God doesn't exist, stop being stupid, you know, that might be a little more offensive. But this is just saying, hey, atheists, you're not alone. Other people don't believe in this as well.
That's right.
It's not stomping on Christianity at all.
It's letting you know you're not alone.
Exactly.
And this bitch is like, bah, 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 that's offensive. I'm offended. Bah, 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 bah. Fucking retards.
Fucking
unbelievable. And in Florida, nonetheless. www.freethoughtflorida.com.
That's
I like
in
how
St. Pete?
In the news story, they even spelled it wrong just to fuck with them. Maybe the person writing it is not into it.
Is that in St. Pete?
It is in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah. Yeah, and
never liked that place.
Yeah, but and that's what I'm saying. It's not like an offensive thing. You just anything that even questions your for sure God existing, like you totally get sad and pissed about it. But anytime you're like, oh, I'm gonna put my Ten Commandments here and here and here, it's like
I'm gonna
okay.
go stand outside of abortion clinics and tell you why
yeah,
it's wrong.
Exactly. That's okay.
Oh,
that,
that's
you
totally
know
okay.
Frankly, that offends me.
That
so
does
take
offend
it down.
Me.
Take it down. I'm offended. I'm offended every time I deliver to all these fucking places and they have their fucking Ten Commandments there and their fucking skull church here and their fucking faggot shit there. I'm offended. Take it down. We should start a Free Thought Montana and put up little signs like that everywhere.
Oh, man.
There's enough atheists here. They're just not
There's
fucking...
There's more Christians here than there are
Doesn't
atheists.
Matter. There's enough atheists, and the atheists that are here have some money. I know a couple of them.
True.
I made a website for one of them. He's a really cool guy.
Maybe we should start up a free thought
he's
thing.
He's all
that
about that
like a good
shit.
Idea.
Maybe. All right. Well, let me read one more story. We'll get the fuck out of here. This one is called Tragic Accident. Bum, bum, bum.
Dun, dun, dun.
Boy asphyxiated.
While jerking off?
No.
Oh,
I don't think so. He's six, so that would be weird. Clothesline.
You never know.
You never know.
On clothesline?
On a clothesline.
Okay.
Could you jerk yourself off on a clothesline while you were
Maybe.
6 years old?
If you knew you were going to die, what am I going to do? I'm going to play with my penis. Okay.
Might as well. A six-year-old boy has died in a freak backyard accident involving a clothesline and... What do you think?
I don't know.
Trampoline.
Oh,
I think I can kind of piece together what happened.
He's like, I'm having so much fun.
Poor parenting right here. And that is sad. New Norfolk police in southern Tasmania says he was jumping on a trampoline beneath the clothesline when the strap on his helmet appears to have become caught on the line, accidentally hanging him.
Nice.
Here we have a case where helmets actually don't save your lives.
Wow.
But that sucks. Like, you're six. That's understandable that you're jumping and maybe not looking around you. Maybe your parents should have been like, hey, honey. Where should we put the trampoline at?
Over maybe here, under here, under the clothesline.
Over here, away from everything, or right here, next to the clothesline and the electric pole?
Right there.
That
good.
Looks good.
That looks good.
Right there, by the electric pole and the clothesline.
Make
just,
sure you
hey.
Put, like a nice, like, 4 foot cement thing underneath that.
Oh, right,
so he breaks
of course.
His skull when he tries to jump on it.
And then make sure you have your helmet on.
Right.
That's important.
Right.
His father found him a short time later, threw him in the trash. Inspector Glenn Woolley says it is one of the most shocking accidents he's ever seen.
Of course.
Say it with me, everybody. Of course it has. Quote, in trying to free himself, the clothesline has swung away from the trampoline and the young boy's been stranded in the air. He's actually died as a result of being a complete fucking idiot. This is
wow.
a very, really very hilarious accident, and the matter has been referred to the coroner. That is it for that story. Anything else before we get the fuck out of here? We'll do some Fuck My Lives. I just gotta mention this last one. I'm not gonna read the whole story, but let me tell you how retarded people are. I mean, as if having children, like giving birth in outhouses and moving your son's trampoline. Maybe you were trying to kill him. Then
I think maybe.
Nice one, mate. Nice one. Because, you know,
it's like, hey, you know what? Let's just go ahead and take care of this now.
Oops.
I know we fucked up.
We haven't had sex in 6 years. Can we really just get rid of him now?
Right.
I mean, he's not getting any smarter. He wears a helmet everywhere. He drools. He poops himself. He's six. Come on. So, this is amazing to me. So, there was an you guys know what MI6 is, right? It's the British equivalency of, what, the FBI or the CIA, something like that? So, one of their agents, his wife, like, this guy's an undercover agent and all that shit. His wife is on Facebook with her name, her address, where her husband works, all
what
this
he
shit.
Does, pictures of him.
Right on their Facebook. And it's like, honey.
It's not locked to private either, is it?
No, not at all. And he's like, honey, I know I told you I work at the brewery, but, like, can you take your Facebook page down? You fucking idiot. Amazing to me. The Mail on Sunday said information published on Facebook included the couple's friendships with senior diplomats and actors. Lady Sawyers revealed the location of the London flat used by the couple and the whereabouts of their three grown-up children and of Sir John's parents. She had not actually imposed privacy protection on her account, allowing any of Facebook's 200 million users in the open access London network
to see it. Just waltz right in and find out who's who.
You're the guy that busted, like, my whole cartel? That's where your kids live? That's where you live?
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
Got it.
God damn, that blows me away. Like, I can see, maybe you're a cop and your wife, you know, you have a fate, but you're MI6, dude. You are 007, dude.
And your wife's a total
Keep
idiot.
Keep your wife in check. Holy fuck. That just blew me away. It's a whole long fucking story, but I'll link to it in the show notes, but that's about it.
It
amazed me that someone of that high up can be married to someone so fucking retarded.
That was pretty good. I did read through a little bit of it. Berger sent that to us.
She must have a great fucking rack.
I guess. It's because she's fucking dumb as a box of rocks, dude.
Yeah, you're all probably going to die now. So, good luck with that. All right. Well, you got anything else before we get the fuck out of here?
I want to hear some
Fuck
My Life.
Today, my coworker came over to my desk and told me that I should protect my Twitter updates because I had unknowingly made them public. Oh, I do want to... Is Josh still in here? Oh, he's not. Okay. My tweets include drinking stories, all the men I've hooked up with, various cuss words, sexual innuendos, and how much I hate my coworkers. Fuck my life.
Nice.
That is awesome. I just wanted to mention, you know how Josh on... it was not last show, but the show before that. He's like, I got in a Twitter war. I just wanted to show him how we really get into a Twitter war.
This is how it's done,
This
dude.
Is how
take
it's done,
notes.
Josh. Listen up and take notes. So, I follow Rebecca Watson. She's from The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. Awesome show. You just started listening to it.
I do like it also.
Very good. They're very,
very good.
I really enjoy
entertaining.
That stuff. Red Fox, he says, woo!
Woo!
SGU! So they had one of their skeptic meetings or something like that, and Rebecca made a twat pic post of this dude. All it said was body shots or something like that. And it was this really big fat chick and this really skinny, nerdy, glass, red-haired dude taking a body shot off him. So I'm like, oh, Rebecca has a sense of humor. I also have a sense of humor. So I make a comment. I'm like, damn, Rebecca, I thought you were skinnier than that. Holy shit,
holy
dude.
Fuck.
All the fatty McFat fats came out of their fucking cake
holes.
Eating their Swiss cake rolls and was like, I'm sorry, next time I make a body, I'll make sure it's one that pleases you. Or like, man, someone needs to jam something in his hole. So I was like, wow, I just made a little fucking joke. Uh-huh. I said, here, I gotta pull this up.
This
just,
is good.
It's
this
so
is
amusing
really
to me that these people get so fucking upset over, like,
as soon as you mentioned something about being fat.
Yeah, they're
boom.
All, like, on your fucking shit, dude. And it wasn't even about them. All I said is that I thought Rebecca was skinnier than that, which
right.
I know what she looks like, and that obviously wasn't her, but that was funny to me. I
yeah.
laughed inside, and that's all that really fucking mattered at that. And then all of a sudden, I check my at replies, and there's, like, one after another, and they're like, please retweet. This guy's an asshole. God, I'm so hungry. I would retweet it, but I'm so hungry.
It's Glandula.
Oh, goodness gracious. This is so fucking awesome. Yeah, the post says it's a picture of the fat chick and the little skinny dude. It says Skeptic Party still going strong with body shots galore. And then I was the first comment, and I said, I always thought you were skinnier than that. And then someone says, please accept my apology at the jam hole. Next time I get a body, I'll get one that you approve of. Maybe it will help you be less of a douche. I'm so hungry. And then Book Geek Girl says, wow, at the jam hole needs something jammed in his hole. And not in a fun way. Because I jam things in my hole in a fun way. But since his name is the jam hole, that's
like I haven't heard that a million times before.
Red Fox knows. He says, om nom 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 nom. And then Jules 0512 says, yeah, at the jam hole needs to remember that Trump, just because you're online doesn't mean you can be a dick. Yes, it does. And then, so then I write, calm down and eat a Swiss cake roll or something. It was a joke. You make one comment about weight and all the fatties band together. I approve of all bodies always. Better? And then the next person's like, oh my god, you said fat people eat cake. That was clever. No one's ever thought of that.
Like, no one's ever thought of we need something jammed in our hole.
I know, like,
really?
Oh my god, you took our name and split the two words.
Woo!
And was like, jam his hole, but not in a fun way. I have to poop now. And then the next one is, FYI, the jam hole does a morning zoo style podcast, and not ironically. Like, really?
Really?
Is that what this is? Because I'll quit right now and just fucking walk away from all these listeners and everything if this is turning into morning zoo.
I've never listened to that.
Well, no, it's a style. It's the welcome to your drive at five. I'm Baby and the Dingo. That kind of shit.
No.
Is that what this is?
No.
Oh. Bitch from Hell says, are you a radio station?
We are.
We are the radio station. Broadcasting live from California. God, I fucking hate that.
No.
And then the same person, which they made a Twitter account. See, Josh, this is how you war. They made a Twitter account just to say this. And that's it.
So
that's
amazing.
That's the only post they have just for me. That's how it's
a
done,
nice,
Josh.
Separate
Listen.
Side Twitter account just to dog us.
And then it says, I think I'll stop listening to radio and start listening to podcasts because I want to avoid a very specific type of tripe that has taken over the airways. Let's see what's on the old internet dial. What is this jam hole show? I just had a heart attack because I'm fat. And then I said, come on, we're way better than that morning zoo crap. And that was it. So, but it was just funny because they're all like, please retweet. Let's all fatties band together and we'll make this guy sad. Like,
right? I don't know.
I'm not fat.
You
are.
Like, oh, you're so skinny and fit.
I'm skinny and you're hungry. Cool.
Whatever, dude.
And it all started from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 words, Josh. That's how you do it.
Redbox says, my roommate says you sound like Snarf from Thundercats.
Snarf.
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 Snarf. We just watched that the other day. Not like a whole episode, but
but you were like, listen. Snarf,
I'm like,
snarf.
I'm like, what is this intro to? And she's like, Thundercats! Ah! And I was like, snarf, snarf. And they always end in the same cheesy way. They're like, well, next time he won't put his head in that vagina. Snarf. So stupid.
Lion-O, king of the Thundercats.
King of the snarf. Delicious, king of the Swiss cake fat people. I just had to point out because Josh was so proud. Josh from Big Mouth's podcast, he was so proud of his Twitter war, and then
with
I was
the
like,
felon.
And I wasn't even trying to start one. That's the thing. I was just like, oh,
being jokingly,
I'm being
funny.
Hey, Rebecca, haha, you do a show, and so do I, and I listen to your show, and that's awesome. Like, that's funny. And then all of a sudden, it was just like, boo. So that's how it's done, Josh. Yeah. I was pretty proud of that.
I'm pretty proud of you for that.
And then in other news, remember, guys, that fucking DB that was... He messed with Shazam a little bit, and she, you know, he sent her the picture of the big floppy donkey dick, and she called him on it, and then he started, like, not stalking her, but just being real weird, so she called in and let us kind of go with it. We hadn't heard from him in a while.
Didn't we give out his email address?
Yes,
and let
we
everybody
did.
Email
and
him?
A lot of people emailed him, of course, because you guys got our six, of
course. Well, he advertised that giant penis to be his and found her on Craigslist and was giving her shit.
Don't be a fake fuck douche, and this kind of shit won't happen to you. So I hadn't heard from him in a long ass time. Totally forgot about him, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden now I get this email that says, eat my shit and drink my piss, and that was it, from Peter Hyde.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, that's weird. So right. I'm like, I forget. Here, let me pull it up real quick. Huh? Since we're fucking wrapping up the show.
I have it. Right?
Do you? Well, yes. I have it too now.
Okay, fine. Well, whatever.
Or I did. Hold on. Wait for it. Come on.
Choo-choo.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
I have to expand all. Loading.
Chugga,
loading. Okay. Eat my shit and piss from Peter Hyde. You guys can email him PETERHYDE1120@yahoo.com. It just says, eat my shit and piss. And I says, we would love to. You can send your piss and shit to the Jam Hole PO Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana 59903, which is our PO Box.
Right.
Just to see, do
Go
you
ahead.
Have balls
send your
enough
in.
To send
cool.
your piss and shit? Do you have the balls? I don't think you do.
I don't think
you do.
And
then I said, thank you for your support. We always love hearing from our fans, because that always pisses them off. They're like, no! I told you to eat my shit! I'm not your fan! It's like, thank you for your support. We love you.
Right.
They
right.
get so
like
pissed.
Some automated service.
So then I don't hear anything from him. And then 9 hours ago, I get an email while I'm at work. It says, let's talk first. Call my phone at 406-758 blank 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 blank. Hurry up.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I know whoever you are, you don't live in Kalispell. I know that's so rather than be like, oh my god, he said hurry up, I better call him right now.
Right.
I'm like, I'll Google the phone number. Guess what the phone number happened to be? The Kalispell Police Department. Like not the nine, but like their office phone number.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what a fucking douche. So I email him back, of course, because
like,
I can't.
Oh, you're so clever.
Are you hungry? Because I am. No.
I'm thinking this guy's like 16, dude.
Probably. Fucking but I can't let this go. So, of course, I'm like, so, you work for the KPD? That's pretty cool. Are you still sad because you got called out on your bullshit fake picture on Craigslist? It must really suck to be you. Have a nice life. And I put it together because he says Peter Hyde. And I'm like, that last dude said his name was Christopher Hyde.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, this got to be the same fucking person. Both Yahoo emails.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, what a douche. And then I told Shazam this. I'm like, remember the big floppy donkey dick guy? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, dude, she fucking emailed me again. So she's like, here's the link that I actually wrote about on random. If you guys go to randomrimjobs.com, she writes a whole sexy blog for reading sexy things. And she wrote about him and that whole thing. thing and how we called him and all that. So she's like, send him the link in case he forgot. So I did. And I said, for being such a loser, you have made a name for yourself on the internet. Here's the link to the story written about you. And then he writes back, too bad all the pics out there are not me. Ha, ha, ha. And then I'm like, so I write back, which leads me to wonder why you have pictures of big floppy donkey dick on your computer. Oh, well, perhaps one day you gays will be able to get married. We are doing a live show tonight. If you're bored, come listen. So, and then he started being weird. He said, you sound mad. What did I do to you?
Uh-huh.
And then he says, I thought you were gay, not me. No! You got me there, bud.
Right.
I am gay with my girlfriend.
Cool.
Cool. And then he says, like, one after another, 3 minutes apart, which kind of made it seem like a fucking spam bot almost. But yeah. I know that, you know, it's a real person because we called him on the phone and
yeah.
he answered, you know. And we gave his phone number out and shit.
Which
and he
was
wasn't
great.
Happy. He called. He's like, I have an investigation happening. I have the FBI and I work for this
like,
and
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
like,
fuck you.
You're a fucking faggot, dude. Get out of here. And then he says, don't worry, all the pics, the email names, and site I use is fake. Even the computer I am belongs to the library. Chill out, will not email you anymore.
And we haven't heard anything from
and
him
I,
since?
No, I emailed him back, of course, because I need the last word. And I said, of course they are fake. Did you really think I was going to call the number to the local police station? You fucking douche. Goodbye. So that's how you war with people on the internet, Josh. I just wanted to point
Too
that
sticky
out.
Too lesson from that.
Yeah, well, and it'd been a while since we heard from the big floppy donkey dick guy.
A while since we got some hate mail.
I know.
All.
And it just randomly,
loving
eat
it.
My shit and piss. And that's what made me think of that last guy, because the first email he sent said, eat my shit and piss.
Yeah.
So, like, he all of a sudden remembered about the jam hole and was like,
oh yeah, this
hey,
fuck.
I should fucking email him again. He pissed me off. Eat my shit and piss. So, fantastic. This is why I love the internet. What a bunch of fucking retards. Today, my girlfriend came over to talk. She just got back from a small vacay, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah?
She asked me to feed her dogs while she was gone, so I did. I even stayed with them at times so they wouldn't get lonely.
Aww.
They're dogs, dude. My girlfriend had come over to break up with me. Oops. She didn't do so earlier because she needed her dogs fed. Fuck her.
That's
wow.
a bitch.
Now knowing that, do you even want to be with that?
No.
No, I don't.
No, not at all.
I don't.
I'm gonna come back and kill your dogs.
Yeah. Hey, I fed him cyanide.
Yeah.
Have a nice vacation, bitch.
Bye.
You know why? That's like the classic, I'm off of vacation and now I'm breaking up with you. Because I had lots of awesome sex while on said vacation. That wasn't with you.
Right.
That's all. That's the only reason. All right, a couple more here. Today I saw a major accident, then stopped to help the drivers. I was on my way to a rest stop to use the bathroom, so as we were waiting for police, I went into the woods, and I come out to the police arresting me for public urination.
Oh my god.
One of the drivers said I was using the woods for a bathroom. Fuck my life. What a fucking
what
prick.
What an asshole, dude.
Hey.
I just helped you.
I just saved your life, and it's the woods. I pee in the woods for fun. I don't even use the woods. I piss off of my fucking front porch.
Now go arrest that deer while you're at it, okay?
Yeah, hey, I saw a bear pee in the woods. Arrest them.
Ugh.
Fucking,
Have you ever done that? Drove by an accident and had to stop and help anyone?
Like fucking every
No, and
other...
have to help
oh,
someone.
Oh, no. I drive
no?
by, take a couple pictures of me like, should've learned to drive, buddy.
No, I was driving in Florida.
No, and I'm sorry. Honestly, if it was a bad thing and someone's like, I would help them. But
dude, it was really. This is the only time it's ever happened to me.
I usually laugh. I roll down my window. Both of them.
Well, this freaked me the fuck
out. And
I'm out.
Like, ha ha ha! That sucks. Okay, please.
Well, no, dude. This really freaked me the fuck out. I was going fishing in Florida, and I was coming down Clark, which runs east and west, and I was gonna hit Tamiami Trail, which runs north and south.
Right.
And I'm sitting at the intersection, and I see this fucking black car come through to make a turn, which is totally being cool, turning
right.
into my shit going the other way. This other car comes up in the lane next to me, just fucking flies through and
boom!
Nice. Hits this dude, and nice. It's this young chick, and she's like,
putting makeup on,
fucking, I don't know what she's doing, but she hit this fucking car doing like 45.
Dang.
Okay, yeah, and
I would have played the lottery that day, because you are pretty lucky to get to see something like that.
Oh, dude, I fucking threw my shit in park. I was like, holy fuck. I got out of the car. I ran over to the fucking dude in the black car. It was some old guy, like, 60s or whatever.
The guy whose fault it wasn't.
Was not
right,
his fault.
Right, yeah. Dude, I'll help you first.
Yeah, no, I did. I ran over to him, and I was able to... Because the cars were, like, welded together after this, dude. There was no getting these cars apart. Dude, I had to go in from the passenger side, break that window open, push all this shit aside and stuff, grab him, pulled him out, and put him on the fucking ground or whatever. My boyfriend at the time, who was with me, was getting the other chick out of the car. And we're just sitting up. Dude, this guy was totally fucked up. Like, it's freaking me the fuck out. This dude's having a heart attack in the middle of this. He's like, my whole fucking left side went numb. And I'm like, holy fuck. Nice job, babe.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's wonderful. You'd have to see the live feed for that. But, like, freaking me out, dude. Like, he's seriously having a heart attack. He can't breathe. He's got blood the fuck everywhere from glass just coming through the windshield.
Oh, I bet.
All that.
Carnage.
The chick is a little better off than he is or whatever, but... You know, I didn't really care about her at this point. I was so freaked out, dude. I didn't even go fishing that night. I was
really?
Like, holy fuck.
That
dude.
You, wow.
Well, dude, I had this dude in my arms, like, that literally almost died in my fucking arms, dude. I watched all this shit happen. I was like, holy fuck.
Kind of makes you think about it. Like, man, that could have been me.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? Let's just go home and watch a movie or something, man.
Right, let's stay indoors away from all these fucking retards.
Yeah, that was really weird. That's the only time that's ever happened to me. I kind of feel cool about it when it did happen. I was like,
I'm a hero.
I saved life. You're probably going to die in 5 years, but I save you anyway.
That's right. You're probably going to have a wicked bad addiction to pain pills now, but it doesn't matter because you're old anyway.
Yeah, it was cool, though. I mean.
All right, a couple more here today. I was flirting with this cute girl from Croatia that is part of my exchange group in Holland. After a few beers and some smooth talking, I was in her pants. No, she led me inside to a closed off room. We were about to have sex when her boyfriend of 2 years called and proposed to her. Fuck my life. She still fucked me.
You
but,
don't propose
you know.
Over the phone.
I know, right?
How lame is that?
Like, I know you're in...
Hey, baby, do you want to marry me?
Right? That's how they talk there, right?
I don't know.
That was racist.
Right. Yes.
All right, and the last one tonight. Today, I gave the option to my boyfriend of 5 years to either quit blank of blank blank. I'm sorry.
What?
World of Warcraft or lose me.
Oh my god, he chose.
Hey, don't ask questions.
You don't want to know the answer.
Don't make demands that you really are sad that you. Oh. He said, wow, makes him happier. Fuck my life.
Oh.
Of course it does. Hey, can you level up?
No.
You've leveled down.
Can you give me an epic mount? No.
I can give you an epic mount. All right. Let's get the fuck out of
here.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us for the Monday Night Show. Email info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our site. Again, Emo Poetry number 21 is up on thejamhole.com /YouTube.
I like watching you do retarded shit.
Retarded spoken word shit.
It's really cute because I know you personally, and like I know you won't do it when I'm here.
I won't.
And so you set up the shit.
But I did that too. Like you were gone. I'm like, all right, I got 10 minutes. I'm in a pissed off mood. I got to write this fucking 2-page rhyme and then record it and then edit it and then upload it by the time she gets home. And I did it.
You did.
I fucking did
and
it.
And I watched it and I was like, you just
did
I'll
this
let
you,
right now.
See, I'll let you watch it
when you're
when
done
it's
with it.
Done. I'm not going to let you see the process because it does
during
suck.
That album when you
I
were
have,
editing that shit
oh, you weren't
and I'm
allowed
on the
in,
couch
you weren't
you're
allowed
like
in.
You know can you please just go smoke or something
and then
I
you
can't
came in and on one of the tracks not going to tell you which one but at the end you can hear a door shut I'm not I was so pissed
oh,
about that
it was so great
so pissed
it's
about
just,
that
dish.
Yeah, it's real
quick.
And
he went back and found it and just went, he's like, that is you!
Damn it!
But and yeah, he could not get it out. And it's
I will not let you watch the process because it sucks. Like, I'm figuring it out. I don't want you hearing it 100 fucking times. Hear it once. Cool, that was good. I'm done.
Yeah, there's like at least two songs on there where I know every single word.
I know,
to
and
it.
That's. That's
it's
cool.
It's kind of cool because I can be like, hey, you guys don't know this, and I know this. It's
I know, hey.
Deal.
I can roll around in my ride when it gets fixed and bump my boyfriend's hip-hop. Fucking yeah. A. So, yeah, thejamhole.com/store. Until these shirts are gone, $20, a shirt, a CD, and the rest of the stickers we got, thejamhole.com/store. Go get you some now. And does it have to be tonight, or can it be as soon as they're gone? By Friday, titty show.
By Friday?
You give them 3 days? Three more shows? Two shows? We'll do a show Wednesday. We'll remind them. And then by the time the Friday show is over, because it didn't happen tonight. We got rid of one. So I say by Friday, titty show.
You know what? How about the person who donates the most within this time and that time? We will fucking send
show.
You a titty show DVD. How's that?
A sex tape.
A sex, maybe. Yes.
Okay. TheJamhole.com/store.
You will get
store.
Something very interesting.
See, Red Fox says people might get paid on Friday and be willing to donate.
Well, whoever right. donates the most by Friday
well,
will get a titty show.
Basically, $20 or more, and you'll get the shirt, the CD, and the stickers. Whoever donates the most individual person will get a little DVD in the mail of some hot, sexy stuff.
Any Rotto toys, if you just send me awesome toys.
We'll
I'll
film
give that
her
to you.
Getting down on them, and you can just have one.
Right.
Because
cool.
so far, he's in the lead, we'll see.
He is in the lead.
All right. We'll talk to you guys Wednesday. Peace.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. The Jam.